Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies, step aside. Mike Q. Is about to show you how to get it done.
Queen.
Club with all baddies.
Love mama used to be my main bitch, but now we don't speak the same language. I love my bitch, I can bang it. All my dark skin bitch know how to take it. Yeah, she said them red bottoms all night. You never heard of that sign, but you know now. I tell them both of my bitches drive Range Rovers. None of my bitches eat leftovers. Both of my bitches look good as fuck.
I don't know your name, but you heard my name.
Whoa.
I know why you came,
trying to get that
name. But you heard my name.
Girl, I know you wanna be my main chick. My main chick, yeah. Fuck whoever you came with. Who you came with.
I tell her fuck that nigga.
I don't know ya.
Sitting in the back of the club,
yeah.
Table got a rope in the front.
I don't know ya.
You looking real familiar, I could just be a little drunk. I don't know your name, goddamn shame. I don't know how to explain it to ya. But, girl, I'm just saying, if you got a man back home, I don't know him. What? Just keep it on the hush. Pocket full of trees, don't beat around the bush. Walk on green, I could even hit a putt. K.O. shot it when I hit her with a punchline. Hit a couple shots when it's crunch time. Ducking from my ex like the one time. Throw a sign when you really try and go. Got the car parked right in the dope.
I don't know your name, but you heard my name.
Whoa.
I know why you came,
trying to get that
name. But you heard my name. Girl, I know you wanna be my main chick. My main chick, yeah. Fuck whoever you came with. Who you came with.
Tell the fuck that.
Okay. Told her bust it open, she said okay. So what she wearing? Chanel and Dolce. How she want it? Beat up like OJ. Skirt on a bitch, nigga. How much time do you got for a rich nigga? I need action or relax. And then the bitch knows you're nasty, so shake it by the legs on his dick like a fracture. Right left, hit her with that right left. I got that best sugar, I don't need no pipe check. My dick work, girl, I don't need no mic. Take no panties on, I can see your pussy through that white dress. I ain't trippin', baby girl, make that money. Cause if I fuck her right, she just might get some tummy and better get. Fuck with me for better sex, I know all the right spots to keep that poon at wet.
Girl, you know you look fine, shit, right there. You know I buy you that Chanel, right there. You know I fuck you like a fresh shot, yeah, right there. And if you cheat, I'll just make that hair roll.
I'm that nigga with the plugs. I'm that nigga who got homies that be selling drugs. I'm that nigga on the back street with the fat heat. Niggas better run like athletes. I'm that nigga. My Bank of America account got six figures. I'm that nigga on the block. Police pull up. I'm tryna stash the Glock. You that nigga on the low low. You the nigga, you're the one that be talking to the po-po's. Poor sitting on 4G. Niggas can't afford these. The Panamera shittin' on a 9-11. I call my homies not 9-11. I'm that nigga with the juice, but I never do my nigga like Pac. Bitch, who you love? Bitch, who you love? Bitch, who you love? Bitch, who you love? Bitch, who you love?
Then I buy it. These donkeys on a diet. Spraying all my jewels. I ain't know I start a riot. Riot with the blicker. Messing up makeup. You blowing up a phone. She ain't trying to pick up. Drinking out the bottle. Leaning with a model. I throw 100 racks up. You think I hit the lotto? Riot with the wolves. I ain't talking Minnesota. Shorty coming over. Go and bend it over. Let me plank on it. Put a drink on it. Heard you a freak. Put my name on it. Montana.
Huh?
You wanna give it to me, I'll
take off.
Baby, this girl, we let you know
it.
She
backed
it up and she tipped the hot tub.
Sending
the name of Anika. With my body, she a full of boys, wanna freak her. Rather than a boss, baby, doing the most. If I look at his friend, he be gripping his toes. So I took him to the crib to kill him with it. Put my leg behind my head, I hit the ceiling with it. When I put it in his mouth, I couldn't believe it. He looked me in my eyes and said he wanna bleed it. Pasa, pasa, you ain't got no wings in me, pasa. Big step, it's too Mufasa. Hit up Green Acres, hit up Hughes Plaza. Some of them say them gully, some of them say them Gaza.
She wanna give it to me out the door. Baby, this girl, me like she love it. She backed it up and she tipped on her toe.
My bad, bad, bad. Pretty gang make noise, pretty gang make noise, pretty gang
after.
With my bad, 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 with my bad, bad, bad. I ain't ignored, 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 ignored. Said it quiet to the state, and you seen a nigga thought, nigga thought, throwing that ass for days.
Booty going up, down.
I ain't got no problem spending all of my money.
Tryna see what's up.
I can do this all day like it ain't nothing. Black car, party in the backyard. Now they got the black bra showing. Tatted up, ass out and up. She a bad bitch and she already know it.
Yeah, she know it.
Yeah, she know it. Yeah, yeah, she know it.
Yeah,
she a bad bitch and she already know it.
Yeah, she know it.
Yeah, she know it. Yeah, yeah, she know it.
Yeah, she know it.
She gon' make me spend some money on it.
Yeah, she know it.
Whole bank account, I blow it. Go do a show then.
Break
some more in. Pockets bigger than a Samoan. I'm in the phase every time Shawty go in.
Shawty go in, Shawty go in.
Booty hit the floating,
floating.
No motion,
no motion.
I'm so gone on Patron. I don't know how I'm getting home later on. Like, I ain't even know it,
ain't know it,
ain't know it, know it. Say the car hit to the state, day again. You seen a nigga thought,
nigga thought,
thought, thought, throwing that ass for days.
Booty going up, down.
I ain't got no problem spending all of my money.
Tryna see what's up.
I can do this all day like it ain't nothing. Shout it thick, thicker than a snicker.
Every
time she do it, it's for me and my nigga.
My nigga.
And a friend do it with her. She don't even like girls, but a second make it.
He ain't fly, no. He don't even drive, no. That's why you call him my phone.
And ball players, but we all know I hit it first. I hop in the club and bop a show love, and I don't even put in work. I hit it, 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 I hit it first. I hit it, 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 I hit it first. Going south, but now big choke to go west. Deep in the building, she know that I kill him. I know that I hit it the best. Candles lit with the wine, money still on my mind. And I gave her that really bomb sex. No matter where she goes or who she knows, she still belongs in my bed. Go, go, going hard in the streets, mobbing with my homies. Sipping on good, blowing on OG. New ghost, sitting clean with the matching rollie. I did that first on everybody, now
she
me.
She might move on to rappers and ball players, but we all know I hit it first. I hop in the club and bop a show love, and I don't even put in work. I hit it, 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 I hit it first. I hit it, 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 I hit it first.
Shake it for the dojo, I'm a sensei. When she wobble on my song on replay, almost got her a house up off Kingsway. I told her shake it like a red nose pit boy, and I'ma keep throwing money to your bank for cake, 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 birthday suit. Damn, and I let her wanna forget your ace on. Wow, okay, now let's do it my way. If she don't go crazy, then she walking on the highway. And if she don't believe me, tell that bitch just try me. Bet you she be shaking from the club back to my place. Wow.
This money on me. Yeah. yeah, I'm different. Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing. Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing. Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing. Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing. Middle finger up to my competition. I'm different, yeah, I'm different. I'm different, yeah, I'm different. I'm different, yeah, I'm different. Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing. Pull up to the scene, but my roof gone. When I leave the scene, bet your boot gone. And I beat the pussy like a new song. 2 Chainz, but I got me a few Everything hot, skip Luke Wong. Tell y'all to bust it open, Uncle Luke gone. Got a present for the present and a gift wrapping. I don't feel good, but my trigger happy. But the stripper happy. But they wish it had me. And I wish a nigga would like a kitchen cabinet. And me and you are cut from a different fabric. I fucked it so good, it's a bad habit. Damn. Bitch, sit down, you got a bad addict. Gave her the wrong number and a bad addict. Bro. You ain't going nowhere like a bad nabby. Ass so big, I told her, look back at it. Whoa. Look back at it. Whoa. Look back at it. Whoa. Then I put a fat rabbit on a crap medic. I am so high, addict. I am so high like a addict. I'm different, yeah, I'm different. I'm different, yeah, I'm different. I'm different, yeah, I'm different. Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing. Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing. Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing. Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing. Middle finger up.
Yo, I was what it is, pal.
DJ B-Mac
You was already on deck before I ever met a young vibe in the building looking like Hugh Hefner on these peppers. Better for somebody, better tell her. I don't care what's on your mind, I just want you to rebel them. Heather, my team stayed down through the stormy weather. Back when we was hustling and nobody would help us. Now we popping bottles, man, now we top shelfers. We just knew that we would make it, man. Nobody could tell us nothing better. Nothing a fortune teller couldn't tell us. As a youngin', I never really cared for Christmas carols. Now when you see my apparel, I got several different levels. Look at my wrist, bitches levels to these bevels. This whip is mine, but I drive it like I stole it. Flying down the interstate, lighting up a slogan. Hustle gang on that mob shit, bring me my cannolis. Beating up the box, call me Oscar De La Hoya.
1, 2, 3, too many, I'm fucked up. 4 chicks with me, I'm live. Took about 5 shots, 6 bottles I just copped. Twisted, turned up, 24-7, that's more bad. Bitches I'm getting, they know. I hit them and quit them and go. That's what they came here for. Baby, can I see you make your ass drop? I'ma let the rosé bottles pop. I'ma sip this rock, baby, don't stop. Cause your body on fire, you too hot. I can't feel my face, I'm so numb. I'm so wasted, so dumb. I'm shit-faced, just in case I don't make it. Take my drink, nigga, I'm buzzing. Take my trees, nigga, I'm gone. Take my keys, nigga, it's nothing. None of these chicks are taking me home. She taking me home. Fine ass friend says she coming alone. Not on the mound, so I'm fucking them strong. I'ma beat her to sleep, then I'm going in the mouth. Hold up, I tell her, roll up. Before I gotta roll out, all I do is turn up, turn down. Fuck what? Need another drink. Baby, go on and pull up. Money hung over. Girl, you know I gotta throw up the fatty so that they know that I'm ready to get them popping and dropping. The party never be stopping. Cause I be keeping them rocking and all these bitches be choosing. Cause now they see that I'm winning like I'm allergic to losing. And I can't feel my face. I'm so numb. I'm so wasted, so dumb. I'm shit faced, just in case I don't make it. Take my drink, nigga, I'm buzzing. Take my trees, nigga, I'm gone. Take my keys, nigga, it's nothing. One of these chicks is taking me home. Take my drink, nigga, I'm buzzing. Take my trees, nigga, I'm gone.
Already got one, rolled up in my left hand. In my left hand. You on my mind, tighter than a headband. Then my lungs got gunk in my sweat glands. I'm on better than the next strand. Then the next strand, better than the next strand. She head down, booty popping in the handstand. I shine bright, I give your girl a slight tan. I make that pussy whistle like the Old Spice man. I don't even understand why she'd ever want a man. If she ever throw it, I catch it like a Kona bag. Like a Kona bag, that's an interception. You think I give a fuck? That's a misconception. Oh, what a night. Oh, what a night. Yeah. The roof is on fire, yeah. So what, I'm high, yeah. I say, oh what a night, hey. Oh what a night, hey. Yeah, she a bad, 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 all jokes aside.
Hey, look at baby over there, what's up, little mama come here, yeah. She started talking but I really couldn't hear her, till she started dancing like she do it in the mirror, like she do it in the mirror, like she
do it in the mirror. She broke it down, started moving like Shakira. Like she do it in the mirror. I chop one, chop two, chop that out. Down, down, chop that out. Down, chop, chop that out. Down, all I want you to do is just drop that out. Down, drop that out. Down, I look back at it.
Whistling Dixie, middle school, I was getting on the 10 speed. Gigolo bloodline, pimping the red terror. Black on 28, it remind me of February. Yeah, you can f*** on me, that would be never wearing. Dead, rapper should've came with a cemetery. I am so cold, but like Ben and Jerry. Feeling the Dylan, but killing the obituary. My vision blurry, this flirting. I've been drinking all night, I think my kidneys hurt. So I close the curtains on the 62. Hot the knock out, tell you better stick and move. Chain hang to my relay. Chain hang to my relay. To do a threesome, you gotta intervene. Her legs so sexy when I'm in between.
Hey, look at baby over there. What's up? Little mama come here. She started talking, but I really couldn't hear her. Till she started dancing like she do it in the mirror. Like she do it in the mirror. Do it in the mirror. She broke it down, started moving like Shakira. Let's do it.
Her new man cause I spoon, but I don't give a fork. Everywhere a nigga out of V.I. can afford a sport. Use that door, grab her girl and get a yank. Gang, got a booty like Coops, I'm tryna make it. Wow, slow down, grab the wall. Wiggle like you're tryna make your ass fall off. Hella thick, I wanna smash him all now. Speed up, gas pedal, gas pedal, gas pedal, gas pedal, gas pedal now. Speed up, gas pedal, gas pedal, gas pedal.
I be everywhere, everybody know me. Super, super fresh with a dope style. Honey on my wrist, couple carrots on my neck. Givenchy, keep the chickens in check. All these car keys, drive the chickens to my crib. Drew Hill, got somebody sleeping on my bed. She give me IQ, that means she get ahead. I just give a beat, I don't give a thread. Cause we be in the club, bottles on deck. And goddamn it, I'm feeling myself. Cause I'ma get it off, and I'ma throw it out. Like goddamn it, I'm feeling myself. Look up in the mirror look at me. The mirror be like, baby, you the shit. Goddamn it, you the shit, you the shit, you the shit.
Goddamn
it, you the shit, goddamn it, you the shit.
Have your will, have. I be everywhere, everybody know me. Catch me in the club, 100 bottles on me. I get busy like a one line. And the drop, get ahead, baby, never mind. We getting money while you playing with it. Pool in the crib, you can land a water plane in it. Slick Rick looking at the mirror. Big Daddy came through like Shakira. 1.5 custom made cop. Me and Will table looking like the bar. Love, bad, bad, that's my problem.
Now I don't give a fuck. That's my pride.
And I don't give a fuck. That's my whole MO. Yeah. I rock the whole globe with no problemo.
Yeah.
Been rocking coast since my first demo.
Yeah.
And now I'm banging hoes in the continental.
Yep.
And now they see me sliding on my dope ride.
Yep.
I open up the doors, suicide.
Yep.
I came from the bottom, the suicide.
Yep.
I made it to the top cause I do it slide.
Yep.
Feeling fucking lucky like the fucking Irish. I see the whole game from my third iris. I tour the whole world like a dirty pirate. To give the whole club some Miley Cyrus.
Now everybody tripping like they Papa Miley.
Hey.
Up in the club is where you find me.
Hey.
I do it real big, never do it tiny. If you about the bullshit, please don't remind me. I step in this mother fist to make it work.
Right.
I get on the floor just to make the booty twerk.
Right.
Shake that shoot like an expert.
Hey.
Shake that shoot like an expert.
I be everywhere, everybody know me. Super fresh with a dope style. Honey on my wrist, couple carrots on my neck. Cheese on cheese, keep the chickens in check.
Ay.
All these car keys, drive the chickens to my crib.
Ay.
True Hill, got somebody sleeping on my bed.
Ay.
She give me IQ, that means she get ahead. I just give a beat.
Got 100 bottles on ice. I got all my bitches in the club tonight. Ayy, yeah, she leaving with me tonight. If it's a 187, all my niggas gon' ride it. Throw it up. Got my whole hood with me and we trippin'. We about to throw it up. Got all my bitches in the VIP, thought up. T-Raw, one raw nigga. I can't fuck with no pussy-ass niggas. Could've been a pimp, motherfucking gorilla. Catch a nigga slippin', potato and a biscuit, yeah. Man, you niggas hate too much. If it ain't about money, me don't give a fuck. If it is about money, I'ma need a lump sum. All I have is straight sum, for that bitch come get some. Don't trip, pistol on the hip. I'm on some J-shit, don't make a J-trip. I'ma head this bitch out if a nigga run his lips. Nigga, don't get killed off in this bitch. Straight bangers, straight banging. Shout out to my 50 niggas, straight banging. Everybody getting money, they just hanging. And I'm leaving with my girls and I can't wait. Cause I got 100 bottles on ice. I got all my bitches in the club tonight. Ayy, bet you leaving with me tonight. If it's a 187, all my niggas gon' ride it. Throw it up. Got my whole hood with me and we trippin'. We about to throw it up. Got all my bitches in the VIP, thought up.
I'm with a bad bitch with the lane. I don't even know her first name, last name. Raised in the era of the dope game. Reebok, pump a nigga break.
And my daddy had a Cadillac. And now his son got a Maybach. When they be screaming where the ball is at, I be like right here. She gon' give me head for a LK hat, yeah.
So sickening, I'm fully tripping. I put my dick in a young vixen and dismiss him. A one-hitter, a King Griffey, a Scottie Pippen. And pass him off to the next victim. A nigga rap cow like Rip Kent. Believe it or not, you niggas rip bleep. You niggas too Jaquan tipsy. To that cannon let loose, leave you limping, motherfucker.
Got 100 bottles on ice. I got all my bitches in the club tonight. Ayy, bet she leaving with me tonight. If it's a 187, all my niggas gon' ride it. Throw it up. Got my whole hood with me and we trippin'. We about to throw it up. Got all my bitches in the VIP.
blow me. Oh, send my Twitter picture, mine and my Naomi. Oh, wanna low, I used to holler at his homie. Oh, fucking now I'm about to ride him like a pony. Yeah. Okay, the poly, yo come poly. He wanna fuck a bad dolly and pop molly. I hope your pockets got a motherfucking pot molly. Or is it that you never bow? John Sally, he had the rose in the voice, the tone in his voice. Don't want a good girl, not hoes is a choice. Dick on H, pussy on double, yo. Mouth on open, ass on smother, yo. Ass on a cover, yo. L magazine, vroom, vroom, vroom. Get gasoline, could I be your wife? Nah, we got bang though, I got these niggas whipped. Call me the Django.
I'm that flight that you get on, international, first class seat on my lap, girl, riding comfortable, cause I know what that girl them need, New York to Haiti, I got lipstick stamps on my passport, you make it hard to leave, been around the world, don't speak the language, but your booty don't need explaining, all I really need to understand is when you
talk dirty to me.
Arenas, guns on deck, chest to chest, tongue on neck, international oral sex, every picture I take, I pose a threat, phone and jet, what you expect, her pussy so good, I bought her a pet, anyway, every day I'm trying to get to it, gotta say to my phone on a big booty, anyway, every day I'm trying to get to it, gotta say to my phone on a big booty,
been around the world, don't speak the language, but your booty don't need explaining, all I really need to understand is, when
talk dirty to me.
It was 99 cents. I get copping it, washing it. About to go and get some compliments. Passing up on those moccasins. Someone else has been walking in. Bummy and grungy fucking man. I am stunting and flossing and saving my money. And I'm hella happy that's a bargain, bitch. I'ma take your grandma.
grandma style. I'ma take your grandpa style. No, for real. Ask your grandpa, can I have his hand me down?
Thank you.
Velour jumpsuit and some house slippers. Dookie brown leather jacket that I found. Dig it. They had a broken keyboard. I bought a broken keyboard. I bought a ski blanket. Then I bought a kneeboard. Hello, hello, my ace man, my mellow. John Wayne ain't got nothing on my fringe game. Hell no. I can take the pro wings, make them cool. Sell those. The sneaker heads to be like,
ah, he got the Velcro.
I'm gonna pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a come up. This is fucking awesome.
Ow.
I'm gonna pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a come up. This is fucking awesome.
Turn down for what? Turn down for what?
Bitch, let me hear you holler. Bend it over, tiptoe, whip it out, show the whole you bang low. Slang it out, you're the broke, whole week.
Funk it out,
they
don't shout you
too easy. 1, 2, 3, 4, get a booty 5. I like my bitches real thick, low mo ties. Richer than your old head, nigga, no lies. Sex in the pussy hole bar, that's a G-spot. Real gentleman, fucking never fall again. I'm hot, fresh up out that water, I ain't even swim. Hershey got a nigga, well, he could be a man. Man, I wouldn't shake his hand with a broke hand. I don't fear nan, nigga, boy, cold nan. Make a bitch strip, but nigga, like she pole dance. Standing in the club on the couch, shit. Grab the mic, then announce
okay,
this.
Okay, now, lady. Yeah, if you know you bad, don't need no man, got your own bag, put up your hand.
You a top notch bitch, let me holler.
Spend it over, knock it on, touch it on, whip it out, show them all your bang low. Slang it out, hit a bro, whole week. Honk it out, down, shout it, you.
Bubble butt, bubble butt, bubble butt, bubble butt, bubble butt, turn around, stick it out.
see your bumper. The booty so smooth, can't believe it's not butter. I go in from under, she wetter than the surfer. I ate the pussy fast, I'm about to start burping. I burp and re-lick the bottom of the surface. I loaded my clip in.
The icon pioneer, Larry Ebony, presents the 24-karat gold ball. All gold everything. Saturday, October 4th, in Dallas, Texas. Grand prize number one, tag team performance, the lost treasures of the Texas Republic for $1,500. Grand prize number two, open to all realness for $1,000. Grand prize number three, Femme Queen Face, the battle of the goddesses for $750. Mini grand number one, Butch Queen Senior versus Junior Sex Siren, Hercules versus Aries for $500. Mini grand number two, tag team best dressed, one male figure and one female figure for $500. Mini grand number three, J-Rock Ebony presents the ultimate catboy for $500 and many other cash prizes. Again, that's Saturday, October 4th in Dallas, Texas. The icon, pioneer, Larry Ebony bringing you the 24-karat gold ball. All gold, everything. Texting with our bonding prosperity gets you in for free. For more information on Dallas Southern Pride events, contact J-Rock Ebony via Facebook under J-Rock Dupree or visit www.DallasSouthernPride.com for more details.
The Privileged One. Donye 007 presents From Bankhead to Buckhead Ball. Saturday, July 26th. During Privileged Weekend in Atlanta, Georgia. Your grand prize, $3,000 for Twisters vs. Sisters. Two trophies and one winner, no as a house. If you feel that you deserve to be on the list and compete, then you should hit the floor and win Vogue Femme or Realness with a Twist during the From Bankhead to Buckhead Tour. Check Facebook's event page for a list of qualifying events that will allow you to gain access to walk for the $3,000. Mini grands include $1,000 for Butch Queen Sex Siren, $500 for Butch Queen Face, $250 for Femme Queen Realness, $250 for Femme Queen Sex Siren, $250 for Streetwear, and $250 for Female Figure Face. That's The Privileged One, Donye 007, presenting From Bankhead to Buckhead Ball during Privilege Weekend, which is July 25th through July 28th. Event taking place Saturday, July 26th. $30 all night. Doors open at 2 a.m. LSS starts at 3 a.m. Ball starts at 3:30 a.m. Tables are $100 up till June 15th and $150 after. First come, first serve. Your commentators for the evening, the icon Selvin Mizrahi and legendary Kevin Jay-Z Prodigy. Your DJ, legendary Vonalor St. Laurent. Location, The Warehouse in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit Facebook's event page dated July 26th. Or contact Donye, the Privileged One, on Facebook.
D Up, Clash of the Champions 6 presents Status Boys and Status Girls Reloaded. Free ball. Saturday, July 19th in Charlotte, North Carolina. Grand prize, $1,500. Butch Queen, Schoolboy versus Pretty Boy Realness. Other grand prizes include $1,000 for Butch Queen Trilogy,
$1,000 for Butch Queen All-American versus European Runway. $200 to $1,000 Butch Queen and Drag versus Femme Queen Performance. $200 to $1,000 Butch Queen and Drag versus Femme Queen Realness. $750 for Butch Queen Vogue Femme. $500 for Open to All Best Dress. $500 for Open to All Face. $250 for Butch Queen Sex Siren. And $200 for Butch Queen Executive versus Thug Realness. Again, that's the D-Up Clash of the Champions 6. Status Boys and Status Girls Reloaded. Saturday, July 19th. Location, Chancellor's Ballroom at the University of North Carolina in Charlotte. Tables on sale now. $150. House seated in the order in which you pay. Your commentators include the icons Jack Mizrahi and Jay Blahnik. For more information, contact Father Hypnotic Blahnik at 704-231-6904. Or visit Facebook's event page dated for July 19th. Also visit www.statusboys.com for more information.
Listen, let me tell you a story. Picture this. Richmond, Virginia, June 14th, 2014.
The 12th Annual Virginia Awards Ball, hosted by Father Ant Longvin and Father Bam Bam Ebony, June 14th, 2014. Over $10,000 in cash, $1,000 Best Dress, $1,000 Butch Queen Runway, All-American versus European, $1,000 Open to All Perfect 10, $1,000 Femme Queen Face, and $1,000 Femme Queen Performance, $500 Performance, $500 Legendary Performance, $500 Legendary Runway, $500 Butch Queen Sex Siren, $500 Twister, $500 Legendary Realness, $500 Butch Queen and Drag Face, your DJ for the evening, the Elite Beats Maestro, the Legendary, Von Allure. Your commentators, the iconic Jack Selvin, Mitt Ryan, and legendary Kevin, JC Prodigy. $30 all night. The 12th Annual Virginia Awards Ball, Richmond, we will see you June 14th, 2014.
You think entertainment? Forget about it.
This episode of Tenzer Chops is sponsored by Audible. Audible.com. Your leading provider for audiobooks. Visit www.audibletrial.com/tenzerchops for your free one-book download and 30-day trial membership.
Wait till you're announced. We've not yet lost all our graces. The hounds will stay in chains. Look upon your greatness and you'll send the call out, 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 send.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and queens and fags and all the rest of y'all out there listening to the show. I am your host, Jasmine Couture, and welcome to the season finale of Tens or Chops State of Emergency Show. That's right, we are about to go on a summer hiatus, and this will be the last show of the season, and we will return in September after Labor Day weekend to bring you guys more scandals, gossip, tea, emergency stuff, and all those things, you know, that we give you guys and we've been giving you guys for the past 6 years. So the weekend recap will still be on the air over the summer, giving you the latest and recapping all the events, teas, and all the rest of that stuff that took place over the weekend. But Trash Talk Tuesdays and the State of Emergency show is going on hiatus, and it's well-deserved. So let's have a little bit of fun before we go on our summer break. I know you girls loved all that music. Y'all was shaking y'all pussies before we came on the air. Shout out to Miss Laura Spears, who requested some ratchet beats because she got tired of hearing all the voguing beats and shit like she's at a ball. And she just wanted a little bit more. So why not bring in summer the right way, where all you girls can go outside and shake a motherfucking tail feather and act like y'all trade or want to suck up a piece of trade and all the rest of that stuff. I was having a conversation with someone not too long ago who said, where's the old club music at? We don't even have club music like we used to. Everything is just so hip-hop. I guess that's what the girls like, because, baby, y'all was just going crazy when these beats was playing tonight. So I see what you girls need. So next season, we will give you girls a mixture of it all so you guys can, you know, feel fab. You know, I know you girls, some of you girls are getting ready for the club tonight, and I guess that just got y'all pussies all wet. Well, that's what I'm here for, to give back to you. So, tonight is not about anything particular because it is the season finale, and we are just going to talk and live it all up and have fun. But there are some couple of things I do want to address really quickly. First, let me give a birthday shout-out because I wasn't on the air last night. I actually was at the movies when you girls were being political on that radio show last night. But happy birthday to the icon, Jack Mizrahi. Mizrahi, please let him know that Jasmine is giving him a shout-out on the radio. Happy birthday to you, Jack. God bless you and many, many more. My sister's birthday is this upcoming weekend. So you girls, make sure you give my sister a shout-out on Friday. It is the legendary one's birthday, and she deserves it. So don't you girls forget that my sister, Mother Kelly Mizrahi, her birthday is this upcoming Friday, and don't forget to give her a shout-out. Let her know how much you girls love her and appreciate her. Because I love her, and I appreciate her, and she gets on my nerves. But, you know, that's my sis, so. Anyway, let's get the ball rolling, because we just wasted about 45 minutes of ratchet music for you girls. And now it's time to get on the roll with the show. Jason, you're on the air.
Girl, let me put this onion pickle down. What is going on, Jasmine? Oh, my God.
did you just say this onion pickle?
Yes, bitch. You got me feeling ratchet over here. I love it. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Not an onion pickle, bitch. You's a too much. No, it's a little too much for me, bitch. Not an onion pickle, honey. Mm-mm. All right, girls. How are you, Jason?
I am good. Got me feeling it. It is the summertime. It's the last show. Woo! Let's have some fun.
Yeah, let's have some fun. Can somebody get Janice on to call in? Because I need to know what is up with her ass. Can somebody contact Neil? Because I know Neil wanted to come on tonight or so to address things that took place this weekend, and he didn't get a chance to address it. We always hear it from people's sides. But come on now, we're on three nights a week. Everybody has a chance and an opportunity to state their facts and opinions on the air. And then whatever other scandals that transpired over the past couple of days, get them on the air tonight so we can address it, and we just leave it in the month of May, and we can move into June on a good note. I want to know about the girls wearing $10,000 and $20,000 worth of clothes, though. I heard about that. That's utterly ridiculous. But anyway, Justin, you're on the air.
Oh, hold on. Let me put my flip flops back on. Hold on. I had to break it down real quick. What's up?
Okay.
Flip flops.
Okay.
How are you doing, Justin?
I'm good.
How are we doing?
Good to hear your voice.
I know. It's always good to hear yours as well. Did you have fun over there for those 45 minutes? Did you find a piece of trade that quickly?
I was cutting up over here.
I can imagine, honey. I already know when I get to Becky, she's probably calling from the bullpen, honey, because I heard that the police came knocking at her door already within that 45 minutes, bitch. We might have to be bailing Becky out. So start green dotting me the money now because I got to get my sis out. Mika, you're on the air.
Hello?
Shamika, unmute your phone. Shamika, unmute your phone.
She's still over there dancing.
Mm-hmm. All right, honey, let me bring my partner in crime on Wednesdays. Michi, you're on the air.
Oh?
Okay, Michi and Mika, what are y'all doing?
Sorry, hello.
Yes,
can you hear me?
Girl.
I'm so sorry.
Yes.
I was muted. I'm sorry. Hey, everybody. What's going on, Jasmine? Hey, Jason. Hey, Justin. What's up? It's the season finale, bitches.
What's up?
Hey. Turn down
girl,
for what?
Where were you at, honey?
I am
where were
at,
you?
I was in D.C. for the Purge. Yes. Excuse me. Actually, Jasmine, that's $10,000 worth of clothes with my name signed on it. Thank you.
Yes.
Mm. I know that's right.
Yes,
honey.
My mama law. He said my name at the bottom of my receipt. Okay.
So you're out there with the girls right now?
Well, I'm out having cocktails. I'm with my brothers and stuff. I'm 2 and 2. I'm sitting on the patio. We're getting ready to leave. You know, they have a little few margaritas, special Patron margaritas. Of course, you know, that's one of my favorite drinks. So why not come have a few? Because tonight's about to be a whole lot. I need a something. I got my blood flowing and I'm ready to party. What's up now?
Yes, unfiltered tonight. Unfiltered tonight.
It's very unfiltered.
I got to revamp these shows next season. Yeah, can we get a Neil? Go ahead, Michi. Go ahead and do what you got
to
do. Meet your phone. Contact who you need.
Okay.
All right, do what you got to do. All right. All right, Miss Becky, you're on the air.
Yes. Honey, I'm here, everybody.
Wait a minute.
Valley, everybody.
Did you just give us, bitch? That was the ultimate. No, bitch. Let me teach you something, Becky. That's how you end the show when you say your goodnight. That's how you end the show because the bitch you leave the bitch is like, oh my god, you, bitch. Oh. Bitch, she started the season off with a bang, bitch. Well, the season finale is a bang, honey.
This is the season finale.
Oh my god.
I am going to miss you. I'm going to miss everybody.
Bitch, when I tell you tomorrow, when I'm done, when I reach,
oh my god.
That was a lot. Bitch, you did that.
Bitch, you better go.
Oh my god, that was a lot. Jay, you're on the air.
That's bad. Let me get that out of my head. Bitch!
J-Rock, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Talk up a little bit. Stop trying to sound sexy, child.
Actually, I'm nauseous,
Okay, y'all gonna have to mute your phones. I'm already hearing sound effects, girls. All right, child. I think this might be her. Laura, is it you, darling?
Yo, what up, Jasmine? What's up?
What's up, Laura?
What up, everybody? What's going on?
How you doing?
Hey, Laura.
Hi, right, what up, Becky? What's up?
Chella.
That's what's up.
You high or no?
Yeah. What'd you say, Jazzy? Bitch, I want to get fucked, bitch.
Okay.
Did you say you want to get fucked?
Damn.
Girl.
Girl, I'll put
on the second phone right now. 504-331, you're on the air.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, Shamika.
I have a question. That was the other guy's ass. That wasn't Janice's ass, right?
Yeah, that was the boy's ass.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just needed to know.
Baby, I would have sent that to her mother. If that was Janice's ass, I would have sent that right to her mother.
Oh,
bitch.
Now, sister, that wow.
Welcome, lady of the hour, Miss London.
Hey, mommy.
Hey, Brandon. I mean, back to you. Hey, Laura. Hey, Prince Bridge. Hey, CEO. Hey, Rock My Life.
Mother.
Hey, Mother London.
Hey, London. Hey.
How's everyone doing, Miss London?
I'm doing lovely. I'm CEO JamesCon, FounderCon. I need my money back.
Who is breathing like that? What did you say?
The fattest girl on the phone.
No, I sent a message to CEO James Bond, the founder. I need my money back.
Your money back for what?
For going to the ball for 15 minutes to get it shut down.
But see, on the aftermath, some people say it was too short, and some of the girls say it was too long. So I don't know. It was a lot of femme queens saying it was too long, and a lot of bush queens saying it wasn't long enough. So I don't know.
The ball, no.
It was supposed to be 12
hours.
The
ball was long enough, but they didn't have enough categories.
Okay.
But
was it supposed to be 12 hours?
The grandma was the whole ball.
Right. The Ellis's and Graham Wash was the hobo. It was like the categories each carry, but they didn't spend. They only finished the first half. That was it. They didn't even get to the second half or nothing.
Basically. And I was
okay.
In my
well, before
in
we
back,
get into you was walking. What you walking? What was you walking?
I was in my set.
You was. No, that's right. Hold on a second, child. 917-294. You're on the air.
Hi, everybody.
Hey.
Hey, Diana.
What's going on? Let me give y'all the tea about Miss Motherfucking DC, honey.
Okay, listen, y'all, really quickly. Jason, you know, hold it down for me a little bit. I'm still at work, so I'm going to be going in and out for a few.
Do you need me to get into this board?
No, go ahead. Let everybody talk. But do me a favor, y'all, really quickly, because a lot of people are saying it. Mute your phones if y'all not talking. Evidently, Michi's back because I hear a lot of noise. But mute
I'm muting my phone now.
So we don't have a lot of, so we don't get a lot of sound effects. But Jason, try to hold them down. I'll be back in about 5 minutes. Go ahead, y'all.
Okay, go ahead, Diana.
Bitch, hold on. First of all. Now, the two major events that I had a really good time at was the con cookout. That was very cute. And after party. That was really cute. But, bitch, honey, when I went to attempt to go to the ball, honey, I purged my ass back home. Because, bitch, when I got there, honey, from what I was being told, they were still doing grand march at 7 a.m. I said, no, ma'am.
Now, Diana, was that the first grand march or the second grand march?
That was the first. Right. And that was the last for me. Because I said, bitch. I was already full. I had just came from a club in D.C. I had just got back to my sis' house at 5 o'clock in the morning. And, honey, I went and dashed over here and finally went and dashed right back to our house, and I hit it. Child. Who on Facebook? Bitch, get off Facebook. All these blue or whatever the fuck that was. Bitch, y'all didn't hear about the child that got beat in the parking lot at the after party?
No.
Yes, bitch, she got beat for like 20 minutes. That bitch got scraped, bitch.
Oh, my God.
Bitch, Diana Rodney said it was nice meeting you at the club.
Yes.
Oh, shit.
Yes, God, bitch. She's bitch, the kids are outside, honey, the back of her arms and legs were scraped up. And she
was being dragged?
She got dragged, bitch, she got worn.
Wait, are you talking about the fight with J.B. Chanel from New York and that child? Because, you know, J.B. Chanel had dragged this one girl at this one after party, child.
Yes!
Oh, so that's what you're talking about. Oh. That fight was,
yes, God,
that was a tea, bitch. I didn't know she could fight. I know her from our Bernadine days when she used to be a tsunami, and I didn't know she could throw down like that.
Bitch, mama got right off that car and commenced to wear her a loop. I was like, oh, no. I was like, who is that child? But Charlotte got beat, came over to me and was like, wait till I get a hold of my people. I said, well, honey, you need to get a hold of some alcohol and some Curacom, honey, because the back of your arms and your leg is bleeding, sweetie.
Who was the girl that got beat up, though?
I don't know. Yeah. She was from North Carolina.
She was some random girl. She wasn't really important.
Uh-huh.
Good night. I'm
out of
here. Bye.
Too big to beat me to the point.
Girl,
no,
you know she's going to call in and try to defend herself.
Child, I was like, listen. I was like, child, I have to give it to them. But at least after our party, they put the girls out when they were supposed to. I'm just saying. Because it was it was like almost 8 o'clock in the morning when they told us we had to hit it.
Are any of y'all to the Jack Ball, Jack Birthday Ball Sunday?
No, thank you.
Oh, I was still in D.C., so.
Oh my God.
Wait, did the girl say I wasn't paying her rent?
Who not paying rent?
It's the first of the month, y'all better pay rent.
We're not paying rent, hold on.
No, I think they said they're not going to pay Jack rent, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, you know what?
That's what the other person.
Well, this is the, y'all about to, y'all really going to purge the night, huh?
That was me, girl.
Bitch, they said no filter.
Okay,
well,
it's definitely
y'all
no filter.
Y'all know Miss Jack Reed, baby, when she gets baby. Y'all know Miss Jack Reed, boom.
Mm-hmm. She reads for blood.
All right, y'all. I'm back. But I may be going in and out tonight.
Goodbye.
Okay, bitch. Who sound like a 500-pound behemoth over there?
Well, it ain't me, honey, because I'm waiting for the trade to come. Then y'all gonna hear me breathing hard.
We don't gotta get your escapades on.
You waiting for trade to come?
Yes,
Jasmine leaving the gym, honey.
No, Jasmine's still at work, honey. It's a lot going on my end.
Oh, you at work? All
right, y'all. I'm back. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm actually still at work, but I'm trying to balance two different things at one time. So yeah, I don't know what the hell y'all was just talking about, but I'm back. All right, so let me get to a couple of things really quickly. Did anybody get Neil or Janice or anybody on the line yet?
If Janice come on this live, bitch.
It really will be a finale show.
She's in, that rehab she's in, don't they have certain times for phone calls and
I
stuff like
she
that?
Was
I don't
finished.
Think she'll be able to call.
Well, yo, she went to rehab?
She was finished.
Oh, well, praise God, that's my miracle.
She's finished since when? She was still taking pictures in front of bunk beds and shit, so when did she get out?
All right, well.
Ooh.
Ooh.
All right,
well,
well,
what is going on?
Fix it.
And we have.
So what was up with those pictures? Are those, whose pictures? What was up with that?
It was some date that she was having.
But did he actually say, Daddy, what else do you
want to
see?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Which are you going to tell me? Is a man and still looks like a man, no matter if she has tits. Jenny's a man, whatever.
I guess it's not a hot topic. So that was so last season. So we're not going to continue to talk about it. So the Janice topic is over with, honey. Goodbye to the pictures. Nobody wants to see asses all night fucking long.
I just want to know, Jasmine, that was not an ass, baby.
Right.
I want to know if she
damaged
that hole like that.
That was a
prolapse.
Yeah, that's when your hole has been demolished to the point where it's just loose. And,
he pulled it out like it was taffy or something. What's wrong with it?
Bitch, I told y'all that was an apricot pit.
Ew.
That doesn't make any sense.
I think she really be literally letting people kick her ass.
I don't understand why. On a serious note, because this is supposed to be the state of emergency show, so I'm going to come in and out from time to time and just give my opinion on it. I don't understand why people put themselves out there in such a disgusting way. And a lot of stuff that's popped up on my timeline is just so negative, and it's because you allow yourself to be part of such a negative look. And it's just, to me, it's just completely disgusting.
So
the girls don't care
until
they get red.
She promotes HIV, like she promotes that, you know, she used to work for J&M, like
awareness.
HIV type of work. Yeah, that awareness. And I find it appalling that Miss Singh, you be eating this child ass and fucking her, and you know she got something, because Miss Singh, look at that hole, Miss Singh. And I know you're not wearing no condom, Miss Singh, because chill, honey, chill, chill. Look at that ass, Miss Singh. That hole was protruding, honey, all in the camera, like that.
That's a prolapse.
Oh my God.
It was saying Johnny.
I want to give an announcement about rest in peace to Maya Angelou.
Yes.
You lost someone else out there. Rest
what a
in
record.
Peace
it's
to
not
her,
funny,
her
but
fans.
All those pictures they've been making.
Yeah, you know how people are. A lot of people don't have souls these days. There's just, it's just a lot.
Laura?
Huh?
Where's Laura?
Why the hell is this?
Sis, bitch, I'm gonna fuck you up for that name of yours.
Huh?
I'm gonna fuck you up for that name of yours. Facebook.
Okay.
Yeah, bitch, talking about anybody wanna lick that, bitch. Talk about
kiss what? Kiss my ass.
That shit was nasty as hell.
Jasmine, y'all wouldn't.
And Laura,
y'all
you upset
whole,
my whole fucking appetite. I ain't been able to eat all day.
Y'all wouldn't eat that pussy. Y'all wouldn't eat no pussy like that. Y'all wouldn't
eat that pussy. You put a lot of people on diets today.
I wouldn't even touch it. I wouldn't even spit on it.
I ain't gonna be able to do that.
For him to be able to pull his
asshole out like silly putty, like I don't see.
Yeah, that's something going on.
Like,
them the type of people you see that get fisted though. That's some fisted type of ass wounds.
Oh,
like
yeah,
she ain't got no wall.
Like,
once you can get fisted, I just thought your hole would be big, but I see it's detachable. You can pull it out and shit. I don't know, like a pocket microscope.
Y'all gonna make me have nightmares, and I'm gonna start.
So obviously you didn't see it,
Jasmine. I don't want to.
I know you ain't saying she got a portable hoe.
Didn't it look like a battery or something? Like you just pull it out. Ugh.
Yeah, it's detachable.
That shit is like open heart surgery.
That's prime baboon pussy. You ain't know?
That was baboon ass. Baboon ass, honey.
That's baboon pussy.
I don't know.
Y'all keep it up. I'm going to play a beat.
For
y'all. I'll play some beats.
Let's move on.
Y'all know I'll put down the dungeon. I'll play a beat. I'll do something. Y'all going to make me disgusted. Don't do that. See half of y'all gay folks anyway.
Let's talk about the overall the streetwear category. How about that?
Oh, no, not that again.
I'm so sick of them.
I'm waiting for Neil to call me back.
Really quickly. Yeah, I want to go through a couple of things real quickly. Unfortunately, we were not on the air on Monday because a lot of people still were in transit. People were tired. People were, you know, coming down and things of that sort. We came on the air last night. And it was a mixture of both shows, but from what I'm hearing about last night's show is it kind of stood on the political side, even though it was on Tuesday, and a lot of people felt that it still should have been a kind of, you know, unfiltered episode, so forth and so on. But in all honesty, I really don't want to carry that into Wednesday. The only thing is that I do want to give, because I did get messages earlier that Neil wanted to come on the air, or Neil should be given an opportunity to address some of the stuff that was said about him on the air last night or so. So, again, Neil is welcome to come on the show. But, I mean, again, that was so Sunday,
that I don't want to really continue to talk about that damn category. I mean, they had $10,000 and $20,000 worth of clothes on, right?
Yeah.
Is that what happened?
Well, Camaro, her whole outfit cost about $13.
No, $13.50 with hats.
Camaro, what are those people called that be telling the bull where to go? That's what he looked like.
A matador.
Oh, yeah, that's what he looked like, a matador. If you really get
him. Who is watching something?
That's your co-host.
Who's doing that?
Come on, y'all being rude.
He's muted.
I'm gonna start mute. I'm gonna just start muting it. I'll call him. I will call
him.
I'll
put him
in the
Camaro outfit. You can get that whole outfit at Party City USA for
$19.99.
Which is
the skater effect?
The skater effect.
Well, I don't understand, Jasmine. Why you keep saying who's doing this when you know who's doing it? You just don't want to say it because it's your child.
Cool. I really don't know who's doing it because it's 10 people unmuted. Who is it?
Girl.
I thought Michi was in a bar or something. I just heard
that
somebody watching
that noise.
YouTube.
That's what that is.
That's what it is.
It sounded like somebody was watching a video.
It did sound like a video, though.
Yeah, it sounded like a video.
Is
I thought
muted?
Michi was in a bar.
Everybody,
no, nobody's muted right now.
If you did not watch Catfish tonight, please watch Catfish
tonight.
I'm
muted my phone. I'm at the pizza truck.
Watch it right now.
I watch.
Y'all gonna get.
Wait, is it clean?
Is what clean?
Is it
no,
clean?
No,
is it clean
on Catfish?
No. It's this boy. Like, he's ex, bitch, he's doing queen. Ex, bitch, he is conning the girl, Tony.
Yeah, I don't think he's straight.
Bitch, he is pulling stunts every bitch.
But
I'm
if he's getting all these people to invest money in him, why she couldn't get anybody to invest in some a good skin regimen for herself? Like, why would you sit there and let all those black marks just invade your face like that?
Oh, no.
I don't get it.
Baby, he and then on top of that, I
he
see y'all girl. Have
he
to watch
had
the
girls,
show.
Escorting him and driving him in cars to certain places, like getting Uber calls and shit like that, like getting escorted places. Are you serious?
But you know what? He is sickening. I'm sorry. This boy is homeless. He is in a foster home or was in a foster
home. He said he was.
And
he
is
when he was
conning the girls. Bitch, when I tell you, he's making fish make reservations from motherfucking Ubers and he's making record deals and well fake
but
record
he
deals.
Has security.
He's printing. He's
security.
Printing out. Okay, he's getting security. He's printing out fake. Fake
are you talking about Kid Cole? Kid Cole.
Yes, ma'am.
You know
bitch.
Him personally?
Huh?
You know him?
No, I just
personally?
Watched the story on him tonight.
Oh, I was saying, oh God.
Bitch, he is printing out fake.
We all didn't watch it yet. We all didn't watch
I'm
it
telling
yet.
You, y'all gotta watch it right now.
He been in D.C. scamming the kids.
That he is scamming.
Yeah, we gonna have to watch that. All right, I have
so
to ask everybody
watch
a serious question. We didn't watch it yet. We'll talk about that at around 12 o'clock. I mean, not 12 o'clock, around 2 o'clock. Yeah, I have to ask everybody a serious question again to go to the topics, not topics, but the topic of the shows. What is everybody doing this summer? I'm going to start from the top, work my way down. And what the hell are you not doing? Just keep it short and keep it sweet. What are you doing this summer and what the hell are you not doing? Jason, what are you doing and not doing?
I'm going on two big trips. I'm going to the Dominican Republic in August for Labor Day, and I'm going to watch. I'm going to a lot of movies. I'm going to try and go to a few amusement parks, and I'm going to try and catch a few balls. And I'm trying to visit Texas. So I'm going to travel in state, but my biggest trip is I'm going back to the Dominican Republic. It's a few movies I want to see. What I'm not doing is sitting in a house and being on Facebook all summer.
Work, Jason. All right, Justin, what are you doing?
I got a couple vacations planned. I will be going probably to Tennessee to chill with some of my folks up there. And I wanted to do something with my little group. We plan on doing something. They want to go on a cruise, so I'm trying to get that together for them.
Hands on it.
So hopefully that goes down without a hitch because, you know, it's a bunch of gay people, so I don't know how that works out. If that works out, then I'll be doing that. And, yeah, just normal stuff, you know, stacking money, whatever. That's basically my name of game.
And what are you not doing? And what are you not doing?
Dealing with faggots and faggotry.
I'm waiting for somebody to make it hot.
Period.
Michi, what are you doing this summer?
This summer.
Michi, unmute your phone.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I have hot pizza in my mouth.
Funny. Oh.
Well, this summer,
what?
I'm... I mean, I have a lot going on this summer. I mean, I'm going to be traveling, of course, you know, traveling, boys and booze, you know. And, you know, getting inside, you know, finishing up something I need to get done by trying to have out my Labor Day weekend. It's just a whole lot, building a brand and, you know, in order to get money, you got to, you know, put out some money. So, you know, it's a whole lot going on my plate right now.
And what are you not doing?
What I'm not doing is putting up with no foolishness, and I'm just, you know, if it don't make sense, then I ain't got time for it. No shade.
Okay.
I can't figure out
what
I'm doing it for.
Summer?
Hey,
me?
Darling?
Oh, me? Yeah, I'm just working on me, you know, staying out of trouble, you know. I'm trying to get pumped, but I'm trying to find the right girl that's going to use the right equipment.
The right girl. That's how you spelled out wrong.
Yeah. And what I'm not going to be doing is sending any pictures to Johnny. And being, you know, fucking around with the girl.
Okay. Becky, what are you doing this summer, pumpkin?
Honey. I think I'm going to be traveling a lot more. So, you know, Marcus could not say that I haven't been nowhere.
Ooh.
I think I'm going to do that. Also, I think I'm going to try to look into some apartments in L.A. or something. Or either if it's not L.A., I want to go to Vegas and see what's up there. That's pretty much it. What I'm not going to do is...
And what do you...
I don't know. I don't think Becky is going to be active in the summer.
Bitch, you better be active. Bitch, don't be trying to go into the back cave now. Don't be trying it.
It's not going to feel right. Like, it's not going to feel right without the show.
All right.
But bitch,
J-Rock,
what are you doing
this summer? She know where the money at, honey. Go ahead,
Bitch, they rob you books. Bitch, you get robbed on the strip in Vegas, bitch.
I'll go to L.A. now.
Yeah, you might want to. I done been to make many, many times.
But you know prostitution is legal in Vegas.
I know some girls that can make a cute little coin in Vegas, honey. It depends on your hustle. J-Rock, what are you doing this summer?
I mean, can I talk?
Wow.
Not too much.
Wow. J-Rock, yeah, go ahead, J-Rock. I apologize that somebody was flushing the toilet as you were talking, but go ahead, J-Rock.
Oh, okay. Oh, that was Shay, too. But this summer, I'm on lockdown with my job, so I'm on lockdown for the whole summer because I just transferred. So when you go to a new duty station, you know, you got to come in kicking doors down and shit. Then I'll probably relax around about September. So I'm going to be going full-fledged with my job.
Okay.
What I'm not going to be doing, though. What I'm not going to be doing is letting girls touch me. So.
Girl, don't nobody want to touch you now.
All right. I know the one that's going to make it really hot. Laura, what are you doing this summer, and what are you not doing?
Well, I have two trips. I'm going to New Orleans for the Essence Music Festival in July to see Jazz.
I'm
going to
be there the first
artist.
Night. I'm
going to
be there July 4th for Prince, Laura.
Yeah, I'm gonna see, me too. I'm actually going to be there pretty much that whole weekend because there's a lot of artists I want to see, like Jasmine Sullivan, Erykah Badu, 112, and all them. So I'll be out there for like that whole weekend. Then after that, I'm actually traveling to South America, to Brazil. So that's going to be a nice little trip with some friends or whatever. And that's pretty much it. As far as what I'm not going to do, I'm not going to no balls at all whatsoever. I don't do balls in the summer.
Laura, have you ever been to Brazil?
You said, have I been to where?
Have you ever been to Brazil?
Brazil.
No, I have not. No, I've been to Denmark before. The only place I've been to overseas is Copenhagen, Denmark. And what,
hell
can
no,
I
she ain't been no damn Brazil, honey.
Let
you
me,
know what
let
sound
me
like she been to Brazil on
all
a regular.
All you girls that keep saying that y'all been overseas talking about y'all been to Canada. Canada is not fucking overseas, bitch. That's North America.
That ain't no
sea,
hoe. That's
oh, shit.
Laura, who you talking about?
Just girls in general. Girls in general, they be like, oh,
who you
well,
talking
overseas.
About? I know
like,
some
girl,
girls just
like,
went over.
I be like, girl, where you going? I'm going to Quebec, Canada, or Vancouver, Canada, or Niagara Falls. Girl. That's North America, bitch. That's not overseas in the state.
But they,
Laura
I mean,
either coming back with a bigger dick or she coming back with some titties.
But, oh my God! But, no, Laura, you gonna get your life in Brazil though. You're gonna get
I am
your
because
life.
They yes, I am. I heard.
When are you going to Brazil, sis?
Huh?
When are you going to Brazil? Brazil is over.
I'm going to be in Brazil in August because I'll be in New Orleans in July. And I'm going to be in Brazil in the beginning of August, the first week of August.
Oh,
bitch.
They
love to party down there.
You know I'm going to the Summer Olympics though in 2016 for Rio de Janeiro. I definitely want to do that. You know that's in Brazil, too.
But the weather in August is not really the Tito, sis.
Mm-hmm.
You heard me?
Yeah. But it's that time,
right,
you know, the travel is sightseeing, you know what I'm saying?
But they still, it should be nice.
I'll see you.
Shamika, what are you doing this summer and what are you not doing?
As far as June is really up in the air for me right now. But July is Essence, along with the last week of July, a 5-day Bahamas cruise. That's already paid for. That's why June is already up in the air because I don't know what I'm doing as of yet. You know how your girls supposedly money due on a certain day and they pull back sometimes, but we're not going to go into that. what I'm not gonna do is get pregnant, craft, mess up my do anything illegal to mess up my record. And I don't want to do a summer flings this year. I think that's just so late. Like I'm just not into it. Like I'm just not gonna fall off the okie doke.
Okay.
So that's about it.
All right, and Diana, what are you doing for the summer, and what are you not doing?
Well, for the month of June, I'll be primarily working, but the latter part of June, I'm going out to California for a week for vacation.
Okay.
So I have some friends out there that I do. I go up to San Francisco, drive down the coast, I go to L.A., then L.A., I actually go to Vegas or like to Palm Springs. That's what I'll do. July, I'm actually going to, I'm actually supposed to go down to Miami again for another week. And then in August, I think I'm going to go to Chicago for a week. And that'll be pretty much it for my summer. And then I have another vacation, but that's in November. So I don't get into any drama or anything like that. I have a pretty peaceful life. So as you
it's not that I really get into. There's not much for me to say that I won't be getting into. I just don't, you know, I just wave all the other this away.
Jasmine?
What you doing, Jasmine?
Jasmine, what?
What you doing?
What are you doing?
What am I doing this summer?
Yes,
girl.
This summer I am going to be doing me, and I'm not doing you, and that's it.
I want you to zoom me. I want you to zoom me, Jasmine.
Uh-uh.
No, I can't help you with that. I can't. Oh my God, dungeon. Dungeon.
Jasmine, you know you look at all that weight. Yes. You look sexy. You look at all sexy and shit, Jasmine. Let me feel that. Let me touch that.
Oh.
So listen, June 26th is a special day. So it is June 26th. No, we're May 29th now. So a little over a month from now. I mean, a little less than a month from now, on June 26th, that is a special day. That is going to be 6 months post my little surgery. And it'll be officially 1 full year that I have quit smoking cigarettes. June 26th is a special day for me. Thank you. For all you watchers and stuff like that, pay attention to my Facebook and my Instagram and my Twitter on June 26th because I'm going to be posting a lot of stuff on that date. June 26th is a special day for me, so keep me in your prayers, keep me in your blessings, keep hating on me or whatever, but, you know, June 26th is that day, and if I can do it, you can do it too, so, yeah, I'm trying to live longer. I'm going to live longer, and you can too. What else did I need to talk about really quickly? I'm trying to figure out. It was a couple of things I needed to bring up. All right, so I have a question. Something was brought. Oh, let me bring my sis on. She just texted me.
Stand to the side as I introduce to you the future icon. The queen herself, legendary, mother, Kelly Mizrahi.
What's going on?
Kelly, on the air.
What's this?
Okay.
Turn that TV down.
You turn it down a little. What's going on? How's everybody doing?
What's the tea, my boss?
Nothing, just chilling.
I hear that.
Yes, God.
Are you feeling better?
Yeah, I'm feeling so, baby. I'm so sorry that I had to leave y'all last night. But, baby, those Oxycontins had me at the computer desk drooling and nodding. And, bitch, I had to go lay down, baby, okay? I am so sorry.
Nice seeing you at the ball, girl, and you're minty green.
standing there looking like a can of Sprite.
She was cute. I told her to wear the green. She said, "Should I wear white or green?" I said, "Girl, wear that green, honey." She said, "Excuse me."
Now, Kelly, you know you weren't supposed to have no damn soda, sis.
That you were down in, baby, was no match for mother. That motherfucking Sprite.
Oh, baby, that's just a preview to the aftermath, honey. You know, the first part of the aftermath will be, it'll be.
It seemed like you were over it, Kelly. Everybody else was hosting and. Caesar was being real lazy, trying to give anybody the whole spot. So I mean, he handed it to so many girls.
I did a rebuttal to Edwin's video because, you know, my fans was hitting me up asking me where was my rebuttal. So I did my rebuttal and then I left. I wasn't supposed to be on camera at all because I was intoxicated, and that's why I don't do cameras when I'm intoxicated.
Okay. But
yeah.
Who was the original lady that gave the spot to? Who had on the white and black?
That's
the white body with the black
cut.
Okay. It just seemed like everybody was paying her. Like, nobody wanted to talk.
Oh, that's
Were
my
they
daughter.
Tired?
Baby, the girls was tired.
It was like 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Shit.
The girls
The
girls wasn't tired. The girls was just stoned.
Yeah, they were stoned. Well, but also, Kelly, they've been up all day. Like, they was up all Sunday and then up all Monday at the ball. Like, Monday.
Yeah,
what did the ball smell like when you guys were walking out? Did it smell normal?
I'm not. You know what, though? It wasn't even packed like that. So, to be honest with you, it wasn't even really no smells in there because it wasn't, like, packed. Now, if it was packed, like, to capacity, then we would have had a flow. Yeah, it was this. Yeah.
It was hot enough in there, bitch. My new bundle's knotted up and everything. I was gagging. Bitch, I gagged. I don't know if it was hot or was I just all over the place, baby.
Well, you know why you was hot, honey, and I know why I was hot. So let's not.
Because I know when I got back to that apartment, baby, honey, the turn up was real, honey, okay?
Okay.
Kelly, since you wasn't on Monday and I heard that you was only able to give a little bit last night, did you want to tell anybody anything about the weekend?
Baby, the only thing I can say is the turn up was definitely motherfucking real in D.C. I enjoyed myself in D.C. like no other. And that's all I'm going to say. And Jasmine knows what I'm talking about. That's it.
Oh, yeah, bitch. That bitch got me.
Give us the tea.
I cannot reveal my tea, but what I want to shout out to my turn up in D.C., the motherfucking turn up was motherfucking every fucking thing, okay? The girls went to the after hours. I went to a secret location, and the turn up was real.
So you had fun with Bishop.
Excuse me?
Oh, yeah.
Wait.
Oh, no. Jason, why would you say something like that?
Jason says that every time Kelly's in D.C., Joe.
Okay. It was just real. I enjoyed myself in D.C. I really had a good time. The start of my birthday, it was really nice. And I want to shout out to all the people that's hitting me up on Facebook and saying happy birthday, because I don't know why Facebook has my birthday as today when my birthday is tomorrow, but I want to shout out to everybody. Really.
Don't forget to give her a birthday shout out tomorrow.
Yes, we definitely.
Kelly, are you going to the Jack's birthday ball this weekend?
I don't know, honey, baby.
Oh,
shade. Happy birthday, Kelly.
What?
Oh, shade, honey.
You don't see it, Papa? And I don't listen. Let me tell you something. I'm turning up tomorrow night for my birthday, baby, and the turn-up is going to be real mistake. You're going to go over?
Okay.
I probably don't go to sleep until Sunday morning.
Oh,
Lord.
You paying that,
mm-hmm.
honey.
Okay, because when I hit it to wherever I'm going tomorrow night at 12 o'clock, baby, once the party is over and I get back to my hotel, baby, I don't know what's going to motherfucking happen, bitch. I know I'm going to be up all day Saturday, bitch. I might not go to sleep until Sunday morning like I did for the radio show.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, bitch. The tournament is going to be real. I'm not playing,
The
bitch.
Jambalaya was over. That's all I'm going to say.
Yes, the jambalaya and the meatballs and, you know, honey. You should have came over the day before. Oh, you wasn't in town the day before with the fried chicken and the baked macaroni and cheese and the yellow rice.
So, Michi, where's the picture?
I thought I meant corn and cheese. I don't know if I would have wanted any.
Michi, you said you was going to get pictures of Kelly in her panties. What happened?
Uh-uh. He was scared.
Kelly was too inebriated and, you know, too gone with the wind to even, because when I went up to her, I said, so, Kelly, what's up with the panties? And she looked at me, she said, child, and turned her head.
Baby, let me tell you about that, baby. I was ready for the panties.
I was ready. Let's go to the bathroom.
Bitch, I was a baby.
You were stuck in that chair. You sat in that chair the whole ball almost.
I sat in that chair, bitch. I moved, bitch. I just, bitch. The only time I moved out that chair is when I went to go get my sons out the bathroom to walk sex siren.
Was you snatched and laid, Kelly? Was you snatched and laid? Because it looked like you got up under your dress.
Yes, I was, bitch. I definitely was, bitch. I was snatched
you
and
was looking curvy.
Did your son wear sex siren?
She was looking curvy.
Yes, my son. My son won four bills.
And he should have won.
Yes, he won sex siren.
And his motherfucker should have won.
What son won sex siren?
All that manhood. Damn that.
They talk about Rashad.
The son.
Shorty.
What's up, son?
Congratulations to Rashad for his sex siren win. Who else won at the ball? Can we get a couple of highlights on who won some of the categories? I mean, I didn't watch the videos.
Camaro won.
The streetwear.
No. Joe Ebony won.
Ricky looked like pregnant cunt. All he needed was some Daniel Green slippers.
I don't know.
Ricky won performance.
I don't know if y'all talked about this last night because I was gone. But bitch, like I told Ricky, the performance was cute. Miss Thing, but the way he slapped that motherfucking trophy down in front of Al was iconic.
Slapped the trophy and snapped his finger on Eric's mug. Yes, he did.
Because
Eric kept voting over here for his battle.
Y'all don't remember.
Was it Eric or Al?
Al. Y'all don't remember why. Why Ricky did that, Miss Thing? When we did the radio show with the Allure, Al said that they will never, ever win trophies ever again, Miss Thing. And Miss Ricky gave her, bam, bitch, you take that, Miss Thing. Very iconic. Bitch.
Oh, wow. Al was at the ball?
Yeah, he was at the ball. He was on the end of the judges' panel.
I will say,
is Allure closed?
Besides him, yes.
Oh.
All the rest of them is Saint Laurent. I'm so mad, Michelle.
Shout out to Michelle. I seen the pictures of Michelle. She looked fab.
Yes,
my God, man, she was gonna break the fucking building down.
So that category never happened, even for the aftermath. Oh no, sorry, it was Eric. Sorry, it was Eric Allure.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was about to say, bitch.
Okay.
Why didn't anybody post a clip of Baby Hurricane?
You talking about the aftermath?
Yeah, where's the video of Baby Hurricane? But yeah, nobody found Neil yet. So what is the tea with Neil coming out at the aftermath as a con? James walking up to him and saying, "No, you're not a con." And then he says, "Well, I could be in any house that I want to be in." And he's a 007. What is going on with that?
Well, the Ebony's didn't want to talk about it yesterday. They wanted to get
right.
Very PR. They wanted to get very PR about the situation yesterday, you know, because it got something to do with their house members. Let's say, you know, they
said.
And
they also said that James wasn't trying to be shady. They said James just asked simply, "Who put you in the house?" He wasn't trying to be shady.
Don't speak in pig language. Speak in English.
Thank you, girl.
Ciao.
Well, Michi.
You keep it the fuck you. I mean, there's nothing worth to discuss. I mean, you know. That's a choice he made, you know, so, you know, best wishes to him. That's to my brother. So when I build a bond, you know, it's not built on ballroom, it's built on person.
Well, honey, that $20,000 Urban Streetwear child, he is turning it. Y'all better open your doors really quickly.
Oh,
minute. Who you said, Jasmine?
Huh?
What did you say?
What happened? I said the $20,000 child. That's what I'm going to call him, the $20,000 child. He opened your doors, honey. He's eating it.
Oh, okay.
Wait, could you get store credit for $20,000?
Well, that's a $20,000 man, honey.
Okay, speaking of pieces and money, let's talk about your Shayla, whichever one she goes by, being corn, but her and her girl sporting Instagram boutique dresses. Hello?
Oh, no.
Am I coming clear?
Oh, shit. Wait, what happened with her?
I said Shayla Sachs is supposedly, you know, coined and all that, but her and her girls were sporting Instagram boutique dresses.
If she had it, I bet she didn't pay for it. So it really
Jesus.
What's
so
the
Instagram
boutique
dress? They had the box.
The one with the slits in it, I know it's on a bunch of Instagram little boutiques. That's like a cover-up, a bathing suit cover-up. And the other friend with the nip slip, her shit was gripping at all different spots. I don't know. It didn't lay flat. It was just all messed up. That's what happened when you buy
Instagram
boutique.
What the fuck is Instagram boutique?
Instagram, well, like, they have online boutiques. Like, they advertise a lot of online
boutiques. I don't think
J-Rock got
Instagram
pages.
I got Instagram. Y'all just in a party.
Yeah.
Oh, one of those, honey. The ones that be trying to follow you
like
and you want to, they want you to follow them. I don't be following them back.
Yeah,
I can't.
Yeah.
Some of them hoes be having good shit now.
Yes. I mean, some of that stuff looks nice, but once you get it, you know, it's cheap material.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the girls do with their so-called hairlines. And their
makeup.
Who are you? Girl, let's not get into that. Why are you feeling?
Y'all talking about Marcus. He's going bald.
No, Marcus is
okay, can y'all stop with Marcus? Leave Marcus alone.
I was not talking about Marcus at all.
Can I ask y'all a question? I'm looking on somebody's Facebook, and they said the only way they will believe in God is if he see them face to face. So, how do, like, is everybody on this phone a fan of God, or do you believe in God, or do you just believe in the Bible?
Good question. We'll just start from the top and work our way down really quickly.
Yeah,
Kelly,
do you
believe in God?
Yes, I do.
Okay, Jason?
Yes, I do.
Justin?
I sure do.
Michi? Of course.
Of course I do.
Me? Okay, London?
Yes.
Yes, I do.
Becky, you asked. Becky, you asked the question, do you believe in God?
Yes, I do.
J-Rock? J-Rock?
No.
Damien, 666, devil child.
Okay,
no, J-Rock.
Laura, do you believe, in God?
He did about shut so much.
See, that's what I'm not going
to
do.
Wait, I got to bring up something real quickly before after I get to the last two. Mika, you believe in God?
Of course I do.
And Diana, do you believe in God?
Oh, yes, of course.
And I do, of course, I do as well. Did y'all see that video of that girl that was praying with her? She was talking to God with her hands as she was going through the store.
Oh, yeah, she looked like she was in a bodega or something. I don't know, a little strip mall. I don't know what they call them.
I was gagging at her, but yeah.
What did she do?
Becky. So what is your
reason? It looked like she was throwing up gang signs. I don't know. It didn't look like
that. You said, what is the reason?
Yeah, what's up with that?
Because it's on smiley status, and I just read smiley status or whatever, And, you know, a lot of people are going in on his status. They're like, well, you know, so-and-so-and-so, and blah, 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 whatever. But for me, I can honestly say, you know how people say you're supposed to fear God? Yes, I do fear God, and I am afraid of dying like everybody else should be. Because you don't never basically really know where you're going. When it comes to the Bible's sake and stuff like that, I don't believe everything in the Bible, but I am scared of God. So, but now I'm reading, like, anybody who has Smiley, now Balenciaga, as a friend, you should go read his status because they are really going in, and that's pretty much the reason why I ask, because, you know, not everybody believes in God, or they could be like me and not believe everything in the Bible, but you believe in God, so...
Well, one thing on the State of Emergency show, I never really had a topic. I never really wanted to have a topic when it comes to religion because sometimes it gets so deep and so personal. But I'm glad that we kind of all, and I think the majority of us, you know, the listeners out there, we all believe, you know, in a higher power. We all believe in God somehow, some way. But, I mean, you do have some people, and some people have shared on the air as well as in the group, you know, their disbeliefs and stuff. But, I mean, you know, I just feel like we need to, we have to believe in something. We just have to. And that's the only way we're going to be able to make it. You know, so that's just my belief. But I never really wanted to make a major topic about it because I just know sometimes it could just get so fucking deep.
Wait, I'm not trying to throw y'all off.
Wait, somebody wrote on his status and said, now, Smiley, you can vlog and all, but God is real.
Did y'all watch Real Housewives of New York? Oh, girl, daddy turned in and showed up with his black girlfriend who's 25 years old. Are you serious?
Oh. I didn't see that.
Well, this topic is getting deep. I'm looking at it now. I see that topic you're talking about.
I'm telling
you. Becky, you don't have to believe everything in the Bible, but yet you still believe in God. That's fine because at the end of the day, God did not write the Bible. Man wrote the Bible.
But that's
you know,
what I'm
saying. Man wrote the Bible. God didn't write the Bible. But as long as you believe in God and you read the word for yourself and you get your understanding, I mean, as long as you have that relationship, that one-on-one relationship with God, you're fine. That's why I don't live God. I don't have to live through everybody else. Like, I don't sit there and listen to all these preachers and pastors and say who got the best word and I have to listen to what they say. No, you got to listen to what God say. What God tell you to do, then you do it. Just fuck what everybody else got to say.
Right.
And believing in God is not about going to church every Sunday, child.
Right. Right.
Yeah, I don't do that either. But I think I want to start going because I feel like it would help me a little bit. That's just me. I feel like it would help me believe in a lot of things more. But as far as going faithfully, no. So yeah, I just need to go to church. And I don't know what the hell I'm watching on MTV, but these trannies is kissing faggots, and faggots is kissing trannies, and they in the club. And I think two people got, I think it's a boyfriend, a girlfriend, something. Y'all need to watch it. It's on MTV.
You know what,
though?
I have a question for everybody. I'm going to have I'm sorry.
No, I was saying, you know what, though? I was just getting into it. You know how you just, I was just looking at smiley responses. And, you know, in his defense, I've always told people like this. If you say that you don't believe in God, then that's fine with me. But my thing is, if you want to believe in him, then ask him to show you. Because my thing is, he will, if you really want to know if he will or not.
You should write that, J-Rock.
It's the same way. It's the same way with, I didn't believe that there was a heaven or a hell. But guess what? I've seen hell, and I don't want to go. So... that's just me. So I mean, you got to be careful for the things that you ask for, and I'm never going through that again. So, because I mean, I grew up like that too. You know, when you hear a lot of stuff at church, they brainwash you to try to believe certain stuff, and they to control you. So at a point in my life, I felt like, you know what, all this is just fake. They just telling me this, blah, blah,
right.
blah. So I just found out for myself, and I was like, well, ain't that such thing as hell. Show me hell. I don't know why I said that. But I never say nothing like that again.
And that's how church, and then that's how if you're gay, those church queens are born. You know, those church queens, they act like they do everything perfect and they go to church and this and that, but they all want to be shaking it up in the club or sucking big, long 9, 10 inch, 12 inch dicks in their fucking ass and their nose. But they tell you that you need to go to church. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like,
right.
You know,
churches have the biggest hypocrites. Like, you got the Catholics where you got the priest that always has sex with the little boys and stuff. And then you got the ghetto churches where the men is sleeping with, you know, other men, like Bishop Eddie Long and stuff like that. So, I mean, at the end of the day, you can't live through man. You can't live for God through man. You have to live for him for yourself. Like, you can go to church and worship God. You go to church to worship God. You're not going to church to worship the pastor. You go in there to worship God. Fuck everything else. Fuck all your surroundings.
Please, can y'all watch MT fucking V? This man is going on dates.
I'm watching it now.
He's going on dates. He got a girlfriend. The girl is pregnant. He took the fish to the club. They was kissing boys. Oh, my God. What's wrong with her?
Girl, he was just talking about his client.
Yes, ma'am. He said, I'm going to go to my client right now.
What
are y'all watching?
True Life, or something like that.
Yeah, but he did have that big schlong, and he had a leather little ass chaplet, whatever y'all call it, that Laura said she was going wet to the ball. That's what he got on. Well, he got a big schlong in there.
Wait, is that the one that got the baby mother?
Yeah, that's what I'm watching. It's called Secret Lies and Sex.
I cannot dream.
That's right.
Shout out to Coach. On my Facebook page, yeah.
But I'm sorry, I didn't mean to pay the whole God situation talk about this. But this boy had a big schlong. I'm sorry. I am talking about
it. That's the problem.
I can't deal. No. Not a big schlong. Don't do that to me, J-Rock.
What else do y'all want to get out your system really quickly before
we... Oh, my God. How do
y'all
feel about hit the floor then? Oh, Jasmine.
I have not watched that show. I never watched it before.
My goodness. Anybody else? How do y'all feel about Hit the Floor premiere?
I love Hit the Floor.
That show is so stupid.
It was all right.
Who said that?
So we don't talk about shows till 2 o'clock.
Okay. Well, let's not talk about shows
until 2 o'clock.
We want to go back to God.
Yeah, let's go.
No, I do have a question. We do talk about media stuff, you know, after we go into record mode. But I do want to ask everybody a question. Since D.C. was so hot this weekend, not just based on the ball itself, but, you know, a lot of people were doing stuff Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and stuff like that. How do you guys compare D.C. this year, Memorial Day weekend this year compared to, like, some of the other ones in Miami? And did anybody do Miami this year? You know, so what's everybody's opinion on it?
Oh, let me go first. This is Laura. Let me go first.
Go ahead, Laura.
Okay, look, it's no shame. Miami is womp, womp, womp. It's been womp, womp, womp over the last few years. Ain't nobody going to no damn Miami because y'all girls like to eat the girls. Y'all be chewing the girl legs off like y'all did last year. See, ain't nobody going down there for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Goodbye. Miami is
well,
no shame.
Well, what I was seeing on Facebook, a handful, came to Miami. A lot came to D.C., like the more came went to D.C., and I'm like, what happened? Like, I mean, they already paid Miami because you're, if you don't get the emails about Sizzle, they said that they had a dress code for this year because it was supposed to be on South Beach, and a lot of people stopped supporting it because they said they come every year faithfully, and y'all telling us to dress like boys because we're going to be around straight people and so and so and so. So, you know, after they read that email, a lot of people dropped out and went to D.C., I guess, and that's why everybody was in D.C.
It was another piece to that, too. What the real tea was with Miami was, because I have a lot of girlfriends in Miami, what happened was, honey, they got the beat that the mag was going to be locking the girls' pussies up.
You said the who?
The police were going to be locking the girls up, honey. They were setting along a whole trap for the children and all that. That he got out from a lot of girls, too.
Yeah, and my friend told me also
why was they going to be locking the girls?
Because this year they really enforced it. They were like, they're checking. They always do a little stop on South Beach when I go. So, but this year they said that they're going to make sure your name is on the card that you have. They're going to make sure you have the correct driver's license. They're going to make sure you're not driving with a suspended license. They're going to make sure.
So you know that weeded out all the crafting girls.
Right. So if your name is not on all these things and the correct information, you're going down.
Uh-uh.
Come from vacation, leave on probation.
No.
So with all that being said, and we know a lot of crafting girls, you know, have just kind of wore Miami out, was there a lot of craft and magic going on up in D.C. this season?
Of course.
It was $20,000 worth.
They was crafting all in Georgetown area on that Georgetown Mall strip up in D.C. near DuPont Circle area. All them girls that was out there before the ball that was in there crafting their outfits to say, she out.
I know one of the girls went out to go do something. I ain't gonna put her name out there, but she went out to go do something. She went out to go do an approval and say, and a lady gave the very, you know this is illegal, right?
Word,
bitch. the lady kept it cute because she could have called man.
Yes. Hey, was that Aurora?
Huh?
Hello.
Hey, was that same? Was that same name you put in my inbox?
Okay, everybody.
Hold on.
Everybody,
hold on for 1 second, y'all. J-Rock, give me 1 second because I have to step away real quick. I just want to give a shout-out to Red Snapper. Thank you so much for always giving me the kind words and the current encouragement that you give me as an avid listener of all our shows, and just thank you so much. I'm glad that there are people out there like you, especially people like you, that are avid listeners of the show. Not just, you know, the ballroom kids and the girls and stuff, but as well as you adults, parents, and things of that sort. And, you know, to you and to all the other ones out there that listen, I thank you so much for just the kind words that always come through to me, to Kelly, to Jason, to all of us. Thank you so much. And thank you so much, Red Snapper, and I love you. I'll be right back. Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, I just want to let y'all know that the one and only regional region state to state, you know, big girl sexy is on the line. How you doing, Prada?
Hey, sure. How you doing?
Hey, sis.
What's hey, Prada.
What's up, dude?
Oh. And that means Laura, that gay child.
I think you heard it, bitch.
I caught it. It's slick, honey, okay?
What up, Miss Prada, honey?
Well, Prada, they asked everybody, they said, what are you doing this summer and what are you not doing this summer?
Well, I mean, I'm not going to be being a thought anymore.
We got another J-Rock.
Y'all better get in.
I mean, of course, I'm at work this summer. You know, you have to work all year round, honey. I mean, I do want to do some traveling. I know I haven't been out as much this year. You know, the dog been kind of occupied. But, I mean, I guess I'm going to go to a few functions or whatever like that. And, you know, just keep it foxy. You know.
Can I give you a tip, honey? I'm just going to give you a tip, honey. Do not go to balls over the summer, honey. That's just a tip. I'm just saying that. I'm just going to ask.
A lot of girls are going to make their name this summer. A lot of new girls are going to make their name this summer. It happens every summer.
Yeah.
That's how we got Nash. That's how
if
we got Nash. That's how we got a tutu, you know. That's how we got all these girls coming out. These
balls
girls.
Don't get hot till September, October, honey.
That's how we got another Mimi. All the girls just coming out of nowhere in the summer.
If they get to the category.
Oh,
wait,
Lord, they fighting on the
tutu,
show. They fighting
who
on
the
show.
Fuck is, wait, who is tutu? Who is that?
Becky's a con. That's why she was naming all her girlfriends.
Oh, because I'm like, what you talking about? 22227? Like, who is 22? Like, girl, who's that?
Becky was one of those girls that came out of Grand Marshal Runway.
Oh, that Grand Marshal was. Oh, don't you get me started.
I what? I need to see this. Somebody please tag me.
Becky, you was one of those girls that came out there with socks on doing Grand Marshal, girl.
Oh, shit.
No, I was.
I'm
going to
fuck you up, Laura.
Which one?
Girl, this is Becky, girl.
What a black
it
was, sock.
It wasn't me. It wasn't me.
Who was that?
Becky, you had on black socks.
No, I didn't have on black socks.
Oh, girl. Yo, honey.
Did you have on Camaro socks for that Halloween costume, girl?
Baby.
Hey, it's okay.
How much were those socks again?
$20,000. Bitch, you better wear them socks today. Nothing but a string.
Look at this fat sissy. That was at the North Carolina Awards Ball. They really got these sissies on MTV.
They really do. Like, which one you think is realer, Becky?
Realer who? Realer what?
Out of the two of them, which one you think the story is believable? I guess that's the best way to ask.
I think both of them are real. I mean, because they're both, like, I don't know. They're just grabbing my attention, both of them, actually. You know, it's other people like that in the world, so she's not the only one. It's just gagging. I want to know who got the biggest dick out of all three of them. That's what I want to know.
Oh, I said, oh, Jesus, it's a fire.
It's a fire in my ass.
I bet it is.
Just like that. That's how my asshole looked like that boy that was on that video.
Oh, Lord.
Jasmine, that's what I'm going to be doing over the summer, trying to get my asshole to look like that.
Oh, no, you're not.
Bitch, that's a lot of fucking.
Okay, in the summertime.
Child, you don't need a lot of fucking. All you need is one of those unhealthy dicks, honey, child. She'll get
one unhealthy one.
She get unhealthy one, honey.
Oh, no, Laura. Not unhealthy. Oh, no.
Yeah.
I'm talking about on MTV, these pussies on True Life.
Yes.
Girl.
Yeah, I'm watching it, y'all. I'm watching it, Becky.
Girl, is his name Coke? Did they just say his name was Coke?
His name on Facebook is Coke Kills.
Girl, this shit is so old from last year, girl.
I didn't see it, Miss Thing, girl.
I don't watch this shit.
I ain't never known Coke to kill nobody.
Girl, they had them put everything on here, girl, how he the escorting, and I was like, damn,
girl.
Bitch, that's an all the girls business. Girl, where's Jasmine?
Jasmine paid it?
I know she just paid it. Like,
she said she was at work.
The mama. Look at the mama, bitch. The mama,
what? She just said she was going in and out.
Like, oh, the mama looks bad.
Where's Jason at? Wait a minute. Where's Jason at?
I'm right here.
Okay.
The mama is so impressive.
I thought y'all went to the dungeon or something and left us here, honey.
Maybe.
Yeah, because I know y'all be trying it. Y'all be, when y'all get quiet and shit, honey, y'all be going through dungeon, honey.
Yes, honey, and we be lighting y'all up.
Uh-huh.
See, this one, I hate people that have stupid-ass shit. Like,
well, right now,
like,
ladies and gentlemen, I want to bring to the line Rosebud.
Who? Oh, Rosebud.
Oh.
That was a dozen roses in her ass. She had a dozen roses coming out of her ass, bitch. What? That was like 3 tuna cans.
Oh, you know what?
Was 5 pounds of tuna from the motherfucking butcher. Girl, what the fuck she had?
Did y'all catch how she fingered her whole Miss Thing? And then
her head was just making noise. It was like.
It was like talking back to her fingers. And then she was like,
ah.
And then
but you know who I really feel sad for?
I
really feel sad for the kids on the other side of the door because they don't know what the fuck
yeah.
they're being doing in the bathroom.
You know what? Secretly, I could be in that room. Honey.
What happened? What I missed?
We were just talking about how we feel sorry for the kids that was on the other side of the door, that boy who was slamming his ass open, Miss Janine's honey.
Did y'all see his profile,
mm-hmm.
though, how he got all those kids? Did y'all see how he got all those different type of kids, the little girls on
his
profile?
Yeah, I
see
that. But is
Laura,
that really,
Laura,
him? Is that really
well.
Him, though? Is that really
Laura,
him?
Laura.
No, that's him. That's him. But
Laura.
He don't sit with me well at all.
Laura, I said that earlier. I had said that earlier because at first I thought this was a grown-ass man. Then when I went to his profile, and I'm like, this is kind of scary.
Yeah.
But when Laura put the video up, I went to the boy page and I seen all the kids. I was like, okay, this gotta be a fake page. So when I'm going down, to the last, you know, the end of the page, you really saw his pictures. So
that's
I'm like, damn, this boy looks so fucking young. He looked like he about 23 years old.
Laura, why would you
tag me in that?
Girl, because I was thinking that part where he kept saying, Daddy Janice, oh yeah. And so I was thinking that when you told Vicky Gotti, give it to me, Jaja.
Give it to me,
Jaja. That's what made me tag you, because it was just
but
like,
you.
I was just like, oh my God, just Kelly got to see this.
Girl, I guess I woke up to that.
I was.
Hold on, yeah, we got a private caller. Private caller, you're on the air.
Hello. Hi, good morning, everybody. How are y'all? I'm calling and referring because I got like a few questions to ask, if that's okay.
Okay, mommy.
Okay. Well, my thing is, like, as far as like the Kong war goal, you know, like why everybody wasn't done. You know, like, I was looking at some pictures from the ball, and I'm like, I'm saying to myself, this is a house ball. Y'all supposed to be elegant. Y'all supposed to have on gowns and look pretty. You know, like, how they did last year. And this year, they just looked like they were just partying. I'm like, what the fuck? And my thing is, you know, about Michelle, like, do you think she's going to be, like, the next Octavia, in your opinion? And, you know, and as far as the Mugler ball goes, like, who do y'all think is going to take the $6,000 for the porcelain doll face? And do y'all think it's going to be a major turnout, being the fact that it's a New York City ball?
Girl, you got too many questions, honey.
Oh, shit.
Let me address a couple of things. We can't talk about the Mugler Ball, unfortunately, because that's not a paid promotion, so I'm sorry.
Okay.
As far as Michelle Leigh goes, as far as her being the next Octavia, Michelle Leigh is a doll, but there's always going to be one. And as far as your original question, as far as the cons and stuff, did you go to the ball, sweetie?
No, I just seen pictures.
Oh.
Because I had to work.
Well, I can't answer the question. I didn't go to
the... I'm going to say this about Michelle though. Michelle is one of those fucking... She's not one of those girls where you just look at her and be like, oh, damn, she's gorgeous. Like, she's
no,
one of the
exotic...
No, she is breathtaking. She's an exotic beauty type of girl. She's very exotic. Her lips are exotic, and I live for her because... She don't look normal to me. She looks like something out of off a different planet to me. She don't look like your normal sim queen. She just looks
right.
So just different, and I live for it. Like, I fucking live for it.
Right.
She is
that
good.
Bitch is breathtaking. When I see her in the aftermath, and she came out with that mermaid skirt, and bitch, that fucking half top and her ponytail was just, oh. I never knew who the fuck she was. To tell you the truth, I never knew who the fuck she was.
Becky, have you saw her jawline?
Wait, hold on, Becky.
Yes?
Becky, it was only about 75 people at the aftermath. You spilling your tea.
It wasn't 35, it was 33 to be exact.
Baby, when she came out, baby, she was breath fucking taking. I'm sorry. She wasn't, and then on top of that, she came for the girls. You know those girls who try to do ponytails, and they do two bundles. Bitch, she had like five bundles in that motherfucking ponytail, bitch.
So, Becky, can I ask you a question, Becky?
What's up?
What do you think went wrong with the house grandma?
What do I think was wrong with the house grand march? Really honestly feel that I was going to bring it up at the beginning of the show. I thought grand march was supposed to be about to bring out the people that are making it hot in your house, not the janitors and the maids and the people who carry the bags or the people just not coming in and the virgins and, you know, everybody. I feel like it should have been just the hot people, and that would have saved us so much time on getting to certain categories, and the ball would have been a little bit more successful than what it was.
So what portion of Grand March did you come out at?
Why do you really feel like I'm not a con?
Baby, I'm
not a con, trust me.
I'm not a con.
J-Rock, am I a con?
No, not a con.
Thank you.
But catch how she knows
you're
Jenny.
Yeah, Kelly, she's not a con.
No.
For the caller that said why wasn't they dressed up, I got a message that who's getting dressed up at 6 a.m. in the morning? But I have to disagree with that because people that go to church early in the morning, they be done. So, you know,
that's
going to do it.
That'd be the old grandma's bitch with a big, nasty 32-inch hats and shit, Jasmine.
And if anybody know anything about ballroom, the balls used to start... Boys used to start at 6 o'clock in the morning back in
the day. Yeah, they definitely do.
Okay.
I remember the ball starting very early in the morning.
I told y'all back in Atlanta years ago, the ball used to start at 6, 7 in the morning. It was just getting started.
Oh, yeah. Atlanta brought that back as well. Atlanta definitely brought that back. The balls used to really be pumping at 4, 5, 6 in the morning. Yep.
Yo.
So do you think that's better to start at that time or at 11:30, 12, kind of?
I think we're in a different era now, so it's just kind of different for a lot of people, in all honesty.
Hmm.
You know what? At this point, though, at this point, I don't think the time matters. I think at this point, we need to go back to having house balls and stop all these damn high-ass categories. Everything is for $5,000 now. I think we need to stop that shit and start just having these categories for trophies or, like, grand prize $5,000
category in a long time, though. There hasn't been a $5,000 in a while.
These balls have too much money given out. It's like these balls be having $8,000 given out this one ball. Girls, let's stop this bullshit. Can we just start giving out $1,000 grand prize and $500 mini and then just a couple trophies and all the rest trophies or something?
Laura, I really feel that, you know how they say the world repeats itself and stuff like that? You know, Jack and a lot of people, they try to bring back a lot of things that happen in the ballroom scene, like the endurance battles and so on and so on. So I just feel like they need to start over with the ballroom scene. And by me start over, I mean, like, you know, just take it from school. We already have who we want to come out. The girls is always not going to stop coming out. It's always going to be new people on the scene. So why not start over? Like, start performance over and, you know, have strict rules about what they want. You know, come like how y'all said with the cash categories, and you want to switch it to just trophy balls and stuff like that. Start that over. Start, you know, like, I don't know, because a lot of people always say what happened
What happened was that everybody tried to copycat off Jasmine. Jasmine was the one that started all this $5,000 shit. And now everybody be trying to copycat what the fuck she do because they think they got the coins to do it, but they fucking don't. Let's just keep it motherfucking funky.
All
right. That's the fucking problem.
Let me say, this is the problem. I do agree with that to a certain extent as well, but this is what the problem is now with the balls, and I'm glad somebody did bring this up, and I'm just going to give my opinion. This is my opinion. I've seen a lot of topics. I've seen, Laura, you brought it up a lot, Harold, and a lot of other people brought it up, and they commented on stuff like that. Do I believe that balls? Can y'all mute your phones? Because I'm getting a lot of, when I have these headphones on, it just like blows up in my ear. So, you know, everybody's different, but, you know, it just kind of blows in my ear. That's why I always harbor on the background noise. So if you're not talking right now, please mute your phone so I can just not hear the echoes and stuff. And I still hear it. And I still hear it. And I still hear it.
If somebody watching TV, if you're
too,
watching
right?
TV.
Whoever has the TV on, mute your phone, please, because we can hear what you're watching. All right. I still hear it. It's not Kelly. It's not Jason. It's not Justin. It's not Michi. It's not London. It's not Becky. It's not J-Rock. It's not Laura. It's not Mika. It's actually my fault because it was that caller that I never put back on mute. I'm sorry. So that's who it was, I think. All right. I apologize. Thank you, caller. I never put you back on mute, but it was you. All right. As far as the balls goes, yes. Do I agree that they need to go back to the way they used to be? Yes, I do. I do agree that they should go back to, or somehow, some way, go back to the way they used to be. I think the problem, though, now is that since the balls are so many, there's just so many all over the country, you have a lot of people that depend on the balls. I'm talking about not only the promoters, but the active participants as well. These participants will go to these balls to try to win these grand prizes because actually sometimes it's really their only source of some type of actual income. So that is what the problem is. A lot of people have started to depend on that money. That money comes in handy either for the next fix, the next getting high, or actually the next meal. Those large grand prizes actually are going to helping some people pay their actual bills. And what kills me about a lot of people is a lot of people can't pay their bills, but they're at the next function, which I don't get either. But that's what's wrong with ballroom right now, that a lot of people just don't have nothing, but they will go to that ball to try to win that grand prize or just some of that money to put some gas in their tank, to get to the next hotel that they're trying to pay for, or to pay a bill. So that's why it has become so dependable to them. And if there is no money, they're not going to participate because they need that money. When it comes to the promoters, everybody should not be giving a ball at all, at all. And I repeat that, at all. But what happens with these promoters is you don't have people that can do it either on their own, by their name, or they just do it for the fun and not to break, to get all this extra money or whatever. They just do it because they need the money. So they know they're going to have to try to do whatever they can by making these grand prizes extra, extra large to get all these, try to get all these extra, extra girls in the building, and they give you a whole bunch of watered down categories or whatever, but the only thing they really care about is trying to get all the girls in the get all the girls in the building so they can get some extra money for themselves. And I guess those are the ones we call the rent parties and all the rest of that bullshit. So I mean, we're in a day and age where within a generation that I really don't know what the answer is. It's very, you know, it's very, very, very sad. I think it's going to have to start off small to bring the fun back into it, and maybe eventually you will get the talent out there, you will get the people to go out there and, you know, really participate and do, you know, the way it used to be, do how it used to go, you know, just to go out there for the name, for the fame, for the trophy or whatever. But it's just really, really hard because it's just a lot of people are depending on it, and that's the sad part. You know, I don't even know if we can call it sad, but that's just where it is. You know, it just needs to start at home. People need to go get jobs. You know, and I said I wasn't going to try to read tonight because I didn't want to make it all negative and stuff. But in all actuality, if you're listening, listen to what I'm saying. And I'm not trying to make it sound like I'm better than y'all because that's not the case. But a lot of y'all need to get a job. Go out there and find some type of education and get a job and stop depending on these balls. Stop living on people's floors. Stop living out of, you know, abandoned buildings. Stop living off of people's furniture. I mean, the bottom line is do something for yourself. Get out the hotels. Stop doing all those things that you're doing. Get a job or some type of education. Do something positive with yourself. And go back to making balls not number one in your life. Making like number three or number four or something like that, you know, because that's where the problem is right now. I keep hearing so much stuff. People don't have this, people don't have that, but they at the next ball, the next day they're done. They're doing this and that. I mean, it's just really a lot with it. So I really don't know. I wish it was fun again. You know, it's just really a lot, you know, for a person to put a lot of time and effort into going to these balls and you know, them not being successful or the arguing, the fuss and the fight and the shade. And it's just not what it used to be. And can it get to that again? I don't know. I really don't know. And I'm sorry for anybody that feels that I fucked up ballroom because, you know, I tried to do something and give this community something back because I wanted people to actually have something, you know, to enjoy for that one night, for that one week. You know, that was part of my collection. It wasn't ballroom's collections. It was always called Jasmine's collection. These were my little collectible figures, my little collection of winners and stuff, but everybody wanted to jump on ship and do what I do and all the rest of that stuff. I'm sorry that I fucked it up, but hey, move on.
That's my opinion. Justin, you're back.
Thank you. What's up?
Is that you, Justin, or somebody else? Oh, who's 601-341? You're on the air.
This is me. I got disconnected for some reason. I don't know what's up.
What's up?
Oh, you called from another number?
Yeah, I called it from my cell phone.
What's up?
Oh, okay.
Justin, what's up with that slong?
Kelly,
yo.
I have a question for you.
Who?
Yes.
Do you miss the way balls used to be back in the day?
Yeah. Baby, I remember.
Laura, do you miss the way they used to be?
I'm
sorry,
balls.
Yeah, I remember when I would. It would take me 3 months to save up my little $10 allowance to say, bitch, I can have 30 girls for the next function. They say, bitch, honey. And now it's like, bitch, girls are ball every motherfucking day.
I feel that, like how when I was reading today up in the groups, how it used to be about certain rivalries and bragging rights and stuff like that. I feel like if it goes back to how the balls used to be, it will be back to bragging rights. It will not, girls won't be over the girls in the scene by seeing them all the time. Because let me tell you, Baby Hurricane is good. They're going to get tired of her. And if they don't get tired of her, the girls who used to live for her now, they're going to start reading her and be like, damn, I'm fucking tired of seeing her. And it's going to be like, if you keep coming out, and don't know how the old girls do it and drop your album, do a couple songs here and there, and then go back on your hiatus, You're gonna be late. And it's like, I don't know. I definitely agree with you on that one.
A lot of people, that's one thing, like, even like you, when you bring up Michelle, you don't see her at every function. You know,
right.
it's always good to see that one person come out every blue moon, every once in a while. That's what also brings a lot of fun and character to the ball.
And then it was the time Jasmine kept coming out. It was the time that Cassandra keep on coming down out, and they get tired of her. It's the time that certain people you just don't want to see, like Asia. She took her break. She's not even walking no more. But the next time she come back out, bitch, they're gonna live for it. The girls need to learn how to stay home.
Well, the problem is that, to me, the problem thing is just like the music industry. Back in the day, when you had your Missy Elliott and Lil' Kim and stuff like that, them girls used to drop an album every 4 or 5 years and go double platinum, triple platinum, and everything else, and you used to look forward to their music because they didn't come out every fucking 6 months. Nowadays,
the girls is Rihanna. They Rihanna
and these Rihannas and girls, they be coming out every 3 months with an album because they have to stay relevant because they know they shit not going to last too much longer. So it's like, then we sick of you. Now we don't want to see you no more. Who's the new girl? Who's somebody else? Give me somebody else. Child, you're not relevant. Like, your old shit don't stay relevant because there's nothing relevant about it. You know, there's nothing that I would be like 3 years from now, I would want to play. I would want to see. Like, you don't entertain me like that. I'm still playing shit from the 90s.
Y'all going to find out this summer who the new girls are. I'm telling you. Them new girls going to come out. I'm telling you, every summer we get a new girl. She drops.
But you know what? Back then, of the balls, they used to only have a major ball like once a month, and then everything else was like the clubhouse or something. You know, she liked that in Harlem or whatever. I mean, you had some other people that were throwing the ball every now and then, but it wasn't like how it is now, where everybody's throwing the ball every fucking day of the weekend.
But Laura,
like,
you know, nowadays
it's a baseball Friday through Sunday every fucking weekend. That's ridiculous.
But when I was talking to one of my house leaders, they were telling me that the reason why the balls were like that back in the day is because New York, New Jersey,
oh my God.
Baltimore. What? Somebody breathing, right?
And somebody really got a lot of noise. If you know you're not talking, just mute your phone. Go ahead.
So one of my house leaders was telling me it was very New York, New Jersey, Baltimore. So those were the
Atlanta.
Only states. Yeah, those were the only states where people would go to because they were so, not that far away from each other. But now, you know, you have Chicago and Florida and L.A. and so on, so on, so all these girls coming out. So they're going to have – and now you have the Midwest, too, because the Midwest throw their balls here and there, you know, Ohio.
That's using it as an excuse, though, because at the end of the day, that doesn't mean that a region should still be throwing the ball every fucking weekend, period. Like, period. If it would be more structured in the scene to where, like, you know, it would give, you know, if promoters would stop having these, like, balls every, like, I know people that's, like, that's a promoter, and they throw, like, 6-7 balls a fucking year. And they, like, they want to throw, and they call it a major ball.
Yeah.
Like, who wants to? Like, that's too much. I don't want to come to you. I don't want to have to come to your ball every 2 months. That's crazy.
Well, I think
in
it
all
also
honesty,
falls back on.
I say this to a lot of people. In all honesty, I don't think your name should be attached to anything more than, you know, not even, I mean, I even think once a year is kind of pushing it. But, you know, at least once every 2 years or something like that. Your name shouldn't be attached to nothing else, because what's going to happen, just like Becky said, and I'm just not using Becky as an example, but she did bring up something very valid. What's going to wind up happening is everybody's going to start living in the beginning, but then eventually it's going to get watered down. And it's going to...
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? What happened?
Is it Jasmine?
Jasmine?
I have no clue. But, girl, no shade. Like, it do be getting watered down, girl, because... Especially with the performance, girl. Now, these hoes know they ain't got that many motherfucking tricks in the book, bitch, that they can come to a function I'm new all the time. Bitch, they be doing the same fucking shit every fucking
time. That is true. One thing I like about Ricky, Exelor, St. Laurent, is Ricky, he's not at every ball. So when Ricky hits the floor, he's going to entertain you, and you're going to pay attention and go up because you didn't see him at the last 3-4 balls.
For Michi, back then, though, when they was getting their names, like Prince Milan, Ricky Allure, Marquise, all those Pony, Deshaun, they would walk a lot of balls back to back to back to back. But the shade is they can do that because their performances were different every time they brought them to the table where you would want to watch them. Nowadays, these girls do the same exact move that the last girl just did 2 seconds ago, and it's no originality. There's no originality.
Well, I think for the purpose of battle sake, a lot of them will, you know, study a lot of the girls, and then, you know, they kind of, you know, when you battle and you can catch, I see where she's going
with
that.
These girls are not original no more. They all just race to the dip. They race to the dip. That's what they do. They run. They race to the dip. Whoever did the first, whoever is the first person to dip, they win. That's just how they think, and that's the way they vote. It's no performance. It's just dip.
Yeah, because, I mean, and no shade, the Saturday, I live for the legendary performance category at the Combo. It's no shade. Them girls, that they came and they performed, they entertained. Ray Ray went in. Marquise, of course, is going to give it to you. I mean, Ricky was, I mean, they gave me old school. That was legendary performance where you come out as a legend and you know you're a legend, and bitch, guess what? I'm still here and what? That's what it's supposed to be, because a lot of times legendary performance is like, girl, are you for real? When was she there? Not that she don't deserve, but it's like your performance is giving me like, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, and I'm saying when you have a legendary performance, it should be what they gave at the Combo. You should entertain us from beginning to the end, through the battles and everything. It should be no dry moments. You are legendary for this.
First of all, these girls will motherfucking die, Miss Sang, bitch. Okay. Did you see? I'm being honest. Do you see every legendary performance battle at the motherfucking ball? They vote the whole motherfucking beat, bitch, with no commentator. They just vote to the beat. These girls cannot vote for 5 minutes, bitch. They would die.
Mm-hmm. Now, for example, when Jack B. Chin write and they say, hold that pose, or they say, okay, stop. These girls, let me see what they do. They be voguing, right? They be voguing a little light, and all of a sudden, in the middle of the battle, they just stop voguing, like they got to breathe or something, and they just stop, like, just Vogue and like they just ate it or something. Like, girl, what's that? Like, what? I know it's Vogue. You got to Vogue till with the beat stop. You got to keep, you know, you got to Vogue till the
they
beat
can't.
Stop.
They can't. They can't do
not
that.
Pause and you got to take your breath. Yeah, you got to take your breath because you're not Voguing. You just dancing. You pop locking and booty shaking and slamming your back and slam dancing. That's not Voguing, honey.
It's karate. It's karate.
Yeah, it's karate. Yeah, it's very much that. It's very karate. I mean, these girls just be kicking and shawamming and just running themselves just all over the place. I mean, running themselves fucking
crazy.
Barry,
I watch YouTube and I learn how to Vogue.
I don't. That's why I be up so. That's why I'm very upset and real stern with the legendary performance girls when they come out and they be looking shitty. I get really upset when they do that because I be like, damn, like if I came to see y'all Vogue and then y'all come out and looking shitty, like child. Like for all that, I could just watch the new girls. That's how I feel about some of the legendary performers, some of those legendary performance girls. But at the Con Ball, they did all right. I thought the Agaball legendary performance was better than me. I actually thought that was better.
Girl, it was shade, honey. Miss Thing hung up on me.
Oh.
Thank you for tuning in Ball Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
I don't know what happened, but I don't even remember what I was saying. But I was sitting there talking, and then, bitch, it just went dead. If we get disconnected or something like that, because now I'm on two different lines, I hope we don't get disconnected. So if we happen to, I do want to apologize and thank you guys for tuning in, because we are going to be going into record mode in about 10 minutes, and I don't know how to disconnect this line. But
Renee,
it just happens to go dead. Did Renee pass away?
Yeah, y'all know who I'm talking about. Renee from that called, you know, that crazy dyke.
Yeah.
Well, not dyke, but that crazy cunt.
I heard she was in the room last week. They said she was in the room last week. We got a couple of callers. Well, we did. Hold on. 504-331.
That's your makeup.
That's me. I just had to renew my tongue.
Okay.
Why you was trying to go?
How?
I said, why you astrying my sister, girl?
Who is your sister? Who is that?
My sister.
Justin, you can't get on?
I'm here on my cell phone, but I can't call in my house number. It won't let me call back in. I don't know why.
What's your house number? Inbox it to me. I could call you through the thing.
All right.
It's no
the lines
shit,
are full, so.
Justin lips, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
You said what? Jasmine, you never felt like that towards somebody on the line or anything, or just like in a somebody in the scene, where you just be like
somebody
oh,
in
like,
the somebody
you just
in the scene,
like uh huh. Like, do you have to just be
no.
Yeah.
I am literally scared of the girls in the scene.
Oh.
It's no shade. I'm literally scared. It's not a read. It's just I'm very scared. Y'all intimidate me. I'm very scared of you.
Word.
You know, there's people say that I'm not afraid of nothing, and bitch, I ain't afraid of nothing. I ain't afraid of no. I'm really fucking scared of y'all. I'm sorry.
Y'all bitches is crazy.
I can't do this picture of you in a wig, honey.
Who
I just can't.
On?
Oh, no, I called somebody else's number. Kelly, remember when we used to call people and just harass them?
Oh, I remember y'all used to do that back in the day on y'all old shows, bitch. Mm-hmm. I used to do that all the time.
Becky grabbed, but she just said, what happened to the show?
We need to call Becky. The show is right here. It's just dropping people.
Let me tell you how Fizz Jasmine used to be, Jason. Back in the day, when they first started their show, they used to call the girls, right? Like, say they wanted to interview somebody and the girl wouldn't get on the line. Say they were just busy doing something. Jasmine then would call them girls, right? And then them girls wouldn't even know they on the line, right? And they just be conversing, and all of a sudden they'll tell them that they on the phone. They would get the pictures right together.
Mm-hmm. We used to call their ads up and everything. We used to call the ads. They used to get tight. And then they would call back, because you could see them on switchboard. They would call back and just be listening to the show. Listening. They'd be like, oh, shit. And then they become fans of the show. They'd just be calling it every week and shit.
Well, what did I miss, you guys?
Shout out to Mr. D. Moore, if you're listening. Hey, D. Moore.
Who is D. Moore?
D. Moore, what's up? D. Moore, what's up with that schlong?
What's up with D. Moore? Oh, D. Moore, D. Moore. All from Blog Talk. Oh, that piece of tray, honey, that was said that was married. D. Moore.
Oh, hey, D. Moore.
I just wanted to see, girl.
So, I want to ask everybody a quick question before we go into record mode. A couple of episodes of State of Emergency, some of them kind of get a little boring after a while. Some of them are like, okay. Some of them we just kind of chit-chat and stuff. Oh, shit. Hold on. She hung up. I got to call in because the show going to end. See, I knew
let's
she was going to do that.
Let's talk about you.
Oh, yeah, special guest.
Let's talk about all the good things and the bad.
Yes, let's talk about it.
Yes, let's talk about it.
Well, what did I miss, y'all? Because I got disconnected. Something
happened. Yeah, girl, yeah, we weren't talking about shit.
They were talking about the girls have a karate
about.
Performance.
I was talking about
Kelly Lake performance.
And I was talking about putting my dick on Justin's lips.
He'll do it, because he paid. I said, Justin, what's up with that show? He paid
me.
He paid me. I want to know what's up with everybody's show.
If Justin was my sister, bitch, I would want to have.
My main crush Thursday is, drum roll, please.
She do got them schlong lips, Laura.
Yeah, Justin can give me what I want.
Right now.
Yeah, with Jason being at the Sprint store, no, Verizon store, whatever cell phone store he work at, yeah, he'd be at the store, he'd be like just talking, them lips just be moving, honey. I'd be like, yes.
I'm sorry, it's a lot of technical shit. I'm so glad I'm going on vacation for 3 months. It sounds like a long time. We will not be on the air for 3 fucking months. It's a while. A couple of episodes really kind of touched my heart, and I just want to say thank you for everybody who participated in them. Just a lot of episodes that we had where people opened up and shared with us. Special guests came on the air and shared with us and things of that sort. So I just really hope for the new season when we come back in the fall, that we can still provide, you know, a lot with you guys, you know, to you guys based on some of the stuff that you guys are dealing with life. I know a lot of people do not like listening to the shows. Overall, I know a lot of people just cannot stand Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday. They just hate the show. They think we are evil. And, you know, to all you people that are out there that feel that way, fuck you. I know a lot of people don't like Wednesdays because they just don't like to hear nothing serious in their lives. But they, like, prefer Tuesdays because they just love all the ratchetness and stuff. And I know that a lot of people like Mondays because they do like to just recap and, you know, just be nosy and hear everything that has happened. So I'm glad we can provide for all you people out there. I will say that State of Emergency definitely was not something that was big in the very beginning, but over the past couple of years,
and episodes. It has really touched a lot of people, and that's why we do it for you, and I provide it for you, so just thank you for all that. But I just want to take this time to say that to the people, because I know we're about to lose some people because we're going into record mode. So, again, thank you, and we will be back next season in September. But now we can just switch it up and just go all rampant if y'all want.
Ow.
We can talk about whatever y'all want. So this is where I do talk about some of my TV shows. Remember, when we come back, we will be talking about the new American Horror Story, because when we do come back on the air next season, you know, American Horror Story will be coming on that October, so we will be doing our recaps on that, as well as some of our other TV shows, True Blood. We comes on this summer, so I don't know how much of a recap we will have. I'm sure some of us will be making guest appearances on Mondays. I doubt if I will be doing it. And you never know what will happen over this summer. We may have to start a, you know, just do an emergency episode. We do it from time to time. We just, you know, pop in because something scandalous just happened. And we just, you know, y'all be saying, bitch, Jasmine, we need a show. We need a show, you know. I'm sure that will happen one of these days over the summer. Just don't let it happen no time soon. Because that always happens. But, yeah, as far as some of the shows that I'm looking forward to, don't forget Orange is the New Black is coming on this weekend, isn't it, on Netflix? Does anybody want to confirm that?
I'm going to check it out right now.
I think I'm going to have to steal somebody Netflix account password because I don't have it.
I'll send you mine, Becky.
Yes. Oh, no, not this week. The new season starts June
2nd. I can add
you
to my account, Becky, and you can have your own Netflix.
June 6th, Orange is the New Black. Do not forget about that.
Yeah, because I remember Jasmine was telling me about it.
Yeah, y'all need to watch Orange is the New Black, honey. And I know True Blood is coming on.
Yes, True Blood, honey.
Oh, my God. I need to cut my air on, honey.
You that hot, that pussy that hot, huh?
No, bitch, I'm sitting with my basketball shorts on and, like, no underwear, but it's like, I don't like cutting my air on like that because at nighttime, you know how you
basketball shorts.
Yeah.
He thinking about
you.
He thinking about having a threesome with D and Justin. That's what he having, a hot flash.
All right, well,
True Blood comes on June 22nd, so. Did anybody watch Petals in the Wind?
Yes,
so, can you have to,
yes,
you know,
yes.
Was
that,
it good
Jason?
Or not good?
Girl, you can eat me, honey.
Yes, bitch, yes.
Wait, what did you say that show
was
called?
What happened to J-Rock?
Petals in the Wind.
Well, I mean, right now, Jasmine, me and you are agreeing to disagree on shows, so I don't know if you're going to like it or not, so I don't really want to talk about it. And since I don't remember the second book that well, it was better than... I mean, but I enjoyed the first one, so the second one, it was good. I mean, it was all right to me for what it was.
Okay.
So, Jasmine,
if y'all ever want to watch a show about scandals and incest and mothers banning their children and all the rest of that bullshit, it's Flowers in the Attic, and the second one is Petals in the Wind, so watch it. It's on Lifetime. What else? Yes?
Wait, okay. Do you think that we should, like, have, like, a little agenda of the show that's coming out, and some of us could, so that way we can have certain things to talk about when we come back?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I'll just start it off real quick. Kelly and myself, we have been promoting this for years. Big
Brother is coming on June 30th, I think, June something. Watch Big Fucking Brother. Next.
Oh, man.
Has anybody been watching the Have and Have Not?
It just came back
June 25th is Big Brother.
No,
and I'm going to make a group and everything for Big Brother, so make sure y'all watch it.
I'll be watching Big Brother.
I was a fan of their product. I just had got into it when the marathon was coming on. So that's
how
I got into it.
Have you guys watched Medicine Wine?
No, I don't watch
that. Kelly watches that shit. I don't watch that shit.
No, Jasmine. I wasn't getting it. It is so captivating. I can't say it's good. It's good, but it's very captivating. The acting is bad. But the storylines are good, and especially when the black mother with that big-ass mouth, when she,
Oh, you talking about Miss Thing Mama, Miss,
Yeah, when she got him in his father's chambers, and she was like, this is what she said, Jasmine, to her own son, because she can't accept the fact that her son is gay, right, Jasmine?
I watch Have or Have Not, Becky. I watch that literally.
Okay,
I love that show.
But for whoever else didn't watch it, it's a good show, and this is what she said. She was like, she told her son she had an abortion, and then when she said she had an abortion, she said, God, after she had that abortion, she had, like, plenty of miscarriages. So when her son was trying to tell her that he was gay, she was like, yes, I had all these miscarriages, and then I finally got pregnant with you. You are a boy, someone who will carry your father's last name. But you have the nerve to stand in front of me and tell me that you are gay? It's not fair to her. I was like, bitch, what? She carried on him. She read the shit out of him, though. Yeah, she cut all his credit cards off. She cut his bank accounts. I mean, she carried. She cut his phone off.
What a petty crime. Sexual indiscretion.
Miss Veronica pissed me off, though, because the way she treats him and the hateful things that she says to him, it's just, ugh. It's a lot with that.
But what do you think she's
going to
do with that car, though?
Well, that's why her with the car, it ain't going to do nothing now because, bitch, Wade already in jail, Wyatt, whatever the fuck his name is. And, bitch, her husband's going
to
be getting in her end this season.
She said she was going to try to put him in jail.
Well, she can try, but, bitch, she ain't going to succeed her.
So did you see the episode yesterday? You know it came back on yesterday, right, Becky?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it came on Monday.
Tuesday.
My bad, y'all.
So what do y'all think about that show about the midget ladies?
I love it.
The Tea Party
cast, I ain't
see
it.
I love it. The midget ladies are them three old ladies.
Yeah, did anybody go see X-Men?
It's something like the Golden Girls.
Did anybody go see X-Men?
I did.
Yes, I went to go see it, honey.
Let me put my phone down.
Okay, we won't talk about it.
I would prefer X-Men over
Do any of y'all watch Betty White's show, Old People Off Their Rocker?
Oh, is that back on, Mika?
Yes, they
I
had
watched
an episode
it
where they
I
had they had the black older lady ask the lady with dreads. The lady had nice dreads walking on the street, and she said, "Well, can I take a picture of your hair because I wanna try a new hairstyle and I wanna show this to my hairstylist." So the lady let her take a picture of her hair. She said, "Okay, thanks. I'm gonna tell her anything but this." The lady. Yeah, bitch, that shit was so funny. But the lady kept looking back like, did this old bitch just tell me this? Is she serious? Okay, thanks. I'm going to tell her anything but this. I cannot. Girl.
Mika, did you see the one where she was in the streets and she was talking to some man?
You missed it. It was just a marathon this weekend, Jason. It was just a marathon.
You gotta let me know when they come on again, Mika, in case
I'm sorry,
I forget.
What did you say, Becky?
Did you see the one where she was, the black lady was in the middle of the street and she was talking to, I forgot, she said something about her cell phone. She asked the man, could she help her with her cell phone? Then he just started he was grabbing the man's ass, like, nice ass. I love his ass.
They play too fucking much. They do some crazy shit on that show. They had one lady, she was like, can y'all help me? She was trying to switch urns for her husband's ashes, and then the man started helping her dump it into the other urn, and then she started wasting it. She said, oh, Marty, you're getting all over the place, Marty. Stop it, Marty. That shit was so funny. And then she just blew the rest of his ashes, like, in the air. Like, that shit was ridiculous.
Miss Laura, what are you doing over there?
Nothing.
Huh?
I'm going to get you. Laura, what are you doing?
Nothing.
I need to wake you up, honey.
Well, we can't get our word
no,
into us.
I'm up. I'm just,
Wake up, y'all.
Come on, Laura.
Jasmine, I was on my Jack profile.
Yeah, on my Jack profile, and this boy had hit me up. And mind you, I saw him at the store, like, earlier today. So I'm gagging that I see him on Jack because I didn't think he I didn't think he was like that. And so I was just like, I'm gagging.
Well,
so now I'm talking to him now.
He's valid.
So, Laura, you remember him from the store?
Kelly song.
Flashback.
The same was that because, like, okay, I'm in New York right now, and so I'm in Brooklyn. So anyway, I saw him at the store. I ain't gonna say what store I saw him at or what near what stop, because child, y'all ain't gonna be them girls ain't gonna be up on me like that. I saw this boy at the store earlier today, and the shade is I see him on Jack now, so he actually sent me a message, and he don't know that was me because all I have is my body up. So when he sent me the message, I told him, I want to see his face picture, and then I gagged that's the same boy. So I'm like, I don't know if I want to say something to him or not, because I don't know if I want him to know my fit. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know, because I don't know who he may know. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if he's down low or if he's more one of those bushy. You know,
so
do
you see you as Laura or Larry? Did he see you as Laura or Larry?
Girl, watch it, girl.
A listener said that Doom Season 2 returns June 30th.
Under the dome.
A dome.
That's what he inboxed me.
Are we still talking about that?
He inboxed me. I don't know what that is, though.
For all your local listings, please turn to your TV channel guide, and you will have full updates on all your up-and-coming new shows. Let's go. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God!
You know what?
I had to
read this girl right today. I don't know who she was, but she had posted something in the group. Right, I think she took it down though, because I don't see it no more. But she posted something in the group talking about she was going to this Beyonce concert. She was going to spend her money and all her like that. She was going to spend on rent and everything. And she said she needs to really go to this Beyonce concert and get a good ticket. So I read her for feels like for a quick like 2 minutes, and then she took it down, but then she sent me an inbox and was like, it just started like trying to light me up because she thought I came hard at her. But I'm like, well, girl, why would you want to spend your rent money for a Beyonce ticket for her concert and Jay-Z concert? That's stupid. Like, even though they charging all that money, like, why would you waste your own rent money to go see that bitch? That don't even make no sense.
I mean, she's just one of the oh so many that are going to, you know, put some bills to the side to go stand here and look at some motherfuckers that ain't gonna even know who the fuck you is when the concert starts or over. So, I mean,
like, she really tried to make me feel bad about myself for saying it, but I'm like, girl, it's no shame. Like, I think you sound stupid. I was
she
like, you sound
what,
stupid.
I think it's foolish for anyone to spend that much money to go sit and look at someone. If
no,
I'm motherfucker, it's no shade. Let me just say, it's no shade. If I'm going to spend that much money for a Beyonce motherfucking ticket, I'm going to kick it with Beyonce, Jay-Z, and Ivy. Better bring her ass back there, too, if no motherfucking shade. Bring Ivy ass here, too. We finna Instagram like a motherfucker up in this bitch. It's no motherfucking shade.
I mean, like, her front row ticket, just to get the front row ticket, is, almost $2,000. Like,
And for the $2,000, I need Ivy in Instagram with Jay-Z, me, and all. I need a family shot, all of us together. We're going to sit down, we're going to break bread, I need dinner.
For that type of money, I need a paternity test for Blue Ivy.
there's not one artist that's worth that for someone to go see them in concert when they making all that money as it is.
But
I mean,
they say
someone,
Madonna
like,
tickets are higher than that. They say Madonna tickets are higher than that.
Yes, it is, but I'm just saying, I think you're insane. You're an insane cookie. I don't care who you are. You are insane to be paying those prices. Now, if you're filthy rich, I understand, but if you're a person that's barely making it or you just have okay money, I'm sorry. That doesn't make sense for you to spend $2,000 to keep somebody.
But I think it's selfish for the actual entertainer to actually sit there and try to charge your fans an amount, and these bitches is barely getting your motherfucking CDs and shit out the fucking store. But yet you gonna charge them all this money to come fucking look at you and your fucking husband? Bitch, please. Where's Solange ass at, bitch? Shit, I'm gonna pay $500 to sit and watch her whip Jay-Z ass.
Oh, shit.
Y'all need to see. Y'all need to
see. I'll pay for that. Put them two in the ring. I'll pay for that.
For $30, baby. And it was good.
Y'all need to look up Avril Lavigne and what she does with her backstage meet and greet. She don't even take a picture. She take a picture with the person, but she stand 2 feet away from them.
Girl,
so they
I would
dog
walk
her.
That
she
would dog walk
anyway. Nobody worry about Avril Lavigne.
Hold up. She does what again, Becky?
Look it up right now. For her backstage passes, I think it's like $800 And you're in the picture, and she's standing by the desk. And she's like 2 feet away from you. It's like she's behind you and you don't know.
She don't even want to see
you. It's like she's behind you and you don't know. I'm so serious. It's like
she's
behind you.
At least
an arm
length away from her. Like, you really not in the picture with the bitch. She's standing. She just so happens to be there.
So it's like a background shot.
No, it's not a background shot. You know how
they
go backstage and they sit down by. Like, they edit it.
That's a background shot.
Right.
That's the picture that looked like she was taking a picture for somebody else, and you were just kind of standing in the view.
Right. They pay for a picture that nobody's gonna believe.
Oh, please!
They
better motherfucking get my bail money together because I'm snatching that bitch right here.
I would have grabbed her ass.
I'm gonna get a picture out. Right. I'm gonna snatch her ass because the camera's gonna go off once I snatch her ass.
The reason why she did it.
I'm gonna get my picture.
The reason why she did that is because, like, when the fans would come, the guys would put their hands on her. So to try to keep down from that, she just said,
that's
you
why
know,
you have security, and if they're doing too much, you need
exactly.
to
exactly. Exactly.
John, that
period.
Was like, oh,
like,
because
I mean, come on, you not God, baby. Let's keep it real. You're just doing a job.
No, Becky, I understand you, but that's the point of having security. That's the point of having security at these places. When these people, when these artists hire security, that they are, that's why they're here. So they won't be touched in
no,
a
Lori, you ain't
got to
tell
way.
Me, because
it's,
trust
yeah.
me, if I was a fan of Avril Lavigne like how I was when I was younger, and I would have paid all that money to go see her, and she stood away from, I would have beat that bitch. Ass. I promise you I would have beat her ass.
Okay.
I would have tore that bitch up and went to jail. Bitch, you don't fucking play with me. You want to go down in history for a bitch that want to take pictures from far away from me? I'm going to go down in history
for
the bitch that whooped her ass.
Yep, and we would get paid for our publicity, too, because the shade is any type of publicity that you may do. Like, so if I'm going to lay hands on an artist, you better trust me that TMZ would have it all plastered up so my face would be everywhere, bitch, and I would get my
right.
life.
And then at the end of the day, even if I would have went to jail, I still would have been in the right because once all that publicity would have came out, they would have said, well, why did she do so and so and so? It's because she stood far away from me.
That's why I'm waiting for the day for Frank Ocean to try me. I'm waiting for the day for Frank Ocean to try me. I want to go to one of his concerts and I get a backstage pass and I want him to stand 20 feet away from me. Bitch, I will beat her gay ass. I will beat her ass.
You going to beat them corduroys off her?
Mm-mm.
I think she'll be wearing corduroys.
Yeah.
Has Frank Ocean made anything lately?
No.
Not after Beyonce read his ass.
It's all about...
What's she reading for?
She read him?
It's all about Miguel and Augusta Steiner right now. New shit.
Yeah, Miguel, that new track with Miguel. That
Miguel
shit
is over, bitch. Miguel chews Miss Frank Ocean all day, if you ask me. Miss Miguel is sickening. I live. His music is over.
Miguel need to see her five heartbeats hairdo have an ass down somewhere. Don't she need to
Girl, she Becky, better watch out before she get at it. You better watch out before she try to jump over your head, girl. You know what Miss Miguel give, girl. She give you a nice
And guess what? I'm going to grab her ass and suck that motherfucking dick in front of every motherfucking
Oh,
body.
My God, Becky.
Come on, bitch.
Very much.
Okay,
Becky is too much.
See, that girl gagged. See, when she jumped that girl and her head flew back, she gagged. At least she had a little bit of nuts in her face or something.
So did y'all see that Trey Songz new video? How y'all feel about that Trey Songz new video and shit with all that
Which
dick?
One?
I didn't see it.
Just all that
Let me look it up.
I don't like that. Which one was Trey Songz was picking up that girl and stuff? And I don't know the name of that song because I don't really care for that
song.
Oh,
I live
video,
for that video.
Oh, all that dick, that was just out like that.
Yeah.
I was like, wow. I didn't know Trey Songz was packing like that, honey.
Are you watching those slow-mo on your DVR too, girl?
Yes.
What video is that?
It's the new Trey Songz video where they in the gym. Come on,
Nana?
And stuff.
I don't know the name of the song because that song is late.
Oh,
nah,
that
Nana.
The song is a fool.
I know they're in the locker room. It's real intense and
yes.
sweaty.
Yes. Did you see that part when he picked her up and that dick said, wop, wop? I said, what?
Yes. You know, that's the same girl from Amarion. Amarion featured her at first for the very first time, that same girl in that video.
Oh, I know
that
girl.
That.
What happened to Amarion?
All right, Tito, can you post the video in the room so we can all know? Because, you know, Tito, you're going to earn, you know, you got a spot next season, honey, because
you're
like
shit.
The ballroom secretary or something. This, you can, your pens are chopped. You can get it together. You're like... the architect or something, baby. You get it together. In about 5 minutes, the video will be posted in the room. Tito will have it together for you.
Bitch, is it no shade? But don't want DC Tito remind you of the Lion King. I mean, not the Lion King, but the lion from The Wiz. A little bit.
You can't win.
You leave my child alone.
She can't get out.
You know that Nino Lyons song, but he didn't have no heart. That's how Chris remind me of. Chris remind me of that child that be reading, cutting up, but like deep down inside, you'd be like, oh, this thing, girl.
I never
like,
knew that's what Tito was. But now I know.
You know Tito is a real profile. That's a real
Yeah,
profile.
He's a real profile.
He got YouTube videos.
Yeah,
they said it. He's real. I remember that.
Child, y'all killing me, though. It's no shade. You know, I know y'all listening. It's no shade. But at first, y'all complained that they wasn't real profiles. Now that y'all realize that they're real profiles, y'all complain that they don't go to balls. Now they probably going to all go to balls. Y'all complain that they don't walk.
Wait.
Then when they don't walk, y'all complain that they don't judge. I mean, it'll just be that y'all complain that they don't throw their own balls.
Wait,
I mean, it's just going to always be a complaint.
Wait, to be exact, we do go to balls. Let's be honest here, okay? All fake profiles, whatever, we all go to balls, if you know what I mean. We all go to them, okay? Balls.
Who
balls,
is it?
Let's see.
You know me, you know, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give you a quick lesson in business 101. Don't turn down money. I love the spectators. I love the participants. I love them all because they all bring a dollar into the pocket.
Hello.
Yeah, what she said.
He's so stupid, Becky.
That's
the
part of Tuesday Night Jazz.
Yes, Marcus.
To end the show with tonight.
Yes, Marcus.
If everybody that had a fake profile when the show right before it goes into disconnect, you just tell what your fake profile is. I think I'll do that tonight.
What happened?
Tonight, I think I will reveal my fake profile.
That's interesting because I always thought it was just one person. I always thought you were. I hit you. I'm gonna message you.
Marcus, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hey, Miss Marcus.
Yes, Marcus.
I'm not a miss.
Oh, hey, Marcus. Oh, I thought you were.
Thank you, Laura. All profiles do not go to balls. Thank you.
Marcus, we all do go to balls.
I don't know what balls
you talking about, but I know I go to balls, Mr. I love balls.
I don't consider you a fake profile.
Who on the line is a fake profile and they don't go to balls?
Girl, you know who she's talking about.
I got a ball coming up. I got a promote. Maybe I can get the girl.
All right, so Justin goes to balls, Kelly goes to balls, Jason goes to balls, Michi goes to balls, J-Rock goes to balls, Laura goes to balls, Shamika goes to balls. So who don't go to a ball?
Oh,
that's
what I actually called it and pressed 1 for. Y'all kept saying Devin. His name is Devon, isn't it?
Girl, who knows? He walks all the way from Chicago.
It's Devin.
His name is Devin.
Oh. She's from Chicago. When y'all kept saying Devin, I kept looking for somebody with a profile named Devin in the group, and I said, it ain't nobody in here named Devin. Then he said, you walked me to my table at the Midwest Awards Ball. I had to go through the profiles. If he just would have said I'm a ninja, I'm from Chicago, I would have figured out who he was.
When I read his name, I thought
his name was Devon. Devon. How is that Devin?
Yeah, how is that Devin? I don't get that.
Well, maybe his name isn't grammatically correct.
Hold on, the old style, the old style, the old style, the old style, right?
They have a lot of people whose names aren't spelled grammatically or phonetically correct. So what does
right?
Maybe.
Hold on, it still has to sound like it. I and O sound totally different.
I understand that. But if his name is Devin and it's spelled D-E-V-O-N, I mean, what are you going to do? Argue with
him? And if it's Devon, we've been calling him Devin for the last 2 years, and he has
Because that's not the name they call him in the ballroom. They call him something else. He has a nickname. So that's why I didn't, you know, that's... I don't remember
and what is his nickname, Subway?
No, it's not like that. I mean, I don't... When he walks balls, they call him something else. I forgot. Oh my God.
Oh, you know.
How y'all
are
calling
him?
They call him Cornbread.
Cornbread.
So that's why I couldn't figure out. I wasn't coming for him. I never knew. Y'all kept looking for somebody with a screen name named Devin.
They call him Jiffy, I think.
That's not what they call him. I think it starts with a M.
Marcus,
they're
gonna arrest your ass.
They might come arrest me, bitch. They might come arrest you. Becky,
Marcus,
I don't know who you are, but... All right, let me be quiet.
Yes, Marcus,
Becky is an escada.
Ooh. I actually thought that. Somebody told me that.
Marcus.
And if so, she's a brick, too.
What was you about to say?
what's your definition of a brick, Marcus?
Wait, Mika, what were you about to say before Father even said something? You was like, Becky, you're not, I know your fake profile, but something. What were you about to say?
Oh, I said, but when I figure out who you are, somebody told me you weren't a scouter. Somebody told me that. And I was like, no, I don't think that's that person. But if you are in person, you're still a brick.
Ooh.
I love you down.
Okay.
You're still entertaining. But hey, just because we're in the same house don't change nothing.
I'm not an Escada baby. When I think of Escada, I feel like they talking about their bread. You know that bread down, that frittata.
Oh, my God.
That's what I think about. Frittata bread.
Becky.
What? I didn't get it. I really didn't get it.
Becky,
I
got it too much.
I didn't mean it as a joke. No, I really didn't mean it as a joke. But when I really think about that,
that's the shade is that we know you didn't mean it as a joke.
You were just too much.
That's the shade. She probably some big child who don't never get to leave her house, and she living the life vicariously through the ballroom.
Marcus.
Laura, am I going to see you in New York on Sunday?
Yes, you are. Actually,
are you coming to Alexa's housewarming? Did you get your invite?
Are you going to Carolina,
yeah. Yeah. She actually sent me my invite yesterday.
Are you going to come?
I'm thinking about it. It depends on
what
I don't know
are you bringing.
I don't know where. Stop, please.
What are you bringing?
Stop badgering me like that, honey.
I'm gonna be there on time just to see what everybody who walk in. I'm gonna
Marcus about to be like, who cooked the motherfucking macaroni? Who cooked the head salad? Who cooked this? I want to know each and every one of y'all.
Marcus, I'm gonna give you a look while I'm over there. I'm just gonna give you a certain look, you know.
I don't know.
It might be.
You understand. Devastating Diana. She's still on the line?
Marcus, I see you're rocking a ball shade now. Wait, is that picture old?
Okay, I'm
No, the picture is not necessarily old.
I'm about to put y'all in the dungeon, honey. Y'all did this shit last night. No. We're not doing
what did
this.
What do we do last night?
Sorry. I ain't got time for this.
No, this picture posted. It wasn't from your page. I don't know if it's new, honestly.
Well, we aren't friends on Facebook, so how do you see my profile?
It wasn't from your page. That's what I'm telling you. It was posted.
It wasn't from your page.
You know what? This gives me stalker tease that the queen,
these queens be posting my picture
in these groups. That gives me stalker tease.
I thought you were about to say me. It wasn't my picture, whoever did it.
That's a little prince, right?
Girl, the shade is, girl, they posted a picture, girl, and then the next thing you know, it was your profile picture, bitch.
I took the picture on Saturday. Or Sunday. I just don't see how y'all study people. I really think the girl should get a life.
Oh, okay.
What's so funny about that? I really don't get it. Like, I really don't know. I really don't get it. What you saying?
I said, I know you're over there serious. I could just picture your face like, what?
Marcus, you're like a celebrity. They're going
to
study. They do the same thing to Beyonce.
I don't think
you
understand.
They do it to
Jay-Z.
And they also getting paid. I'd rather come from a patron who's actually coming to my ball. I could do that. Not these bricks sitting here watching it on YouTube.
They just verified. The girls ain't paying Jay-Z or
Beyonce. Y'all are long on this, Jasmine. Those girls do not go to balls. Laura goes to – hold on. Laura goes to balls, but Laura doesn't go to every ball that she even says she goes to.
Ballroom or people's lives, but – for you to call somebody a brick, I hope you don't think that hurts them in any way, shape, or form. Like,
oh,
what
happens
if
they say
less?
It does. But I never said nobody was uncalled. I don't want, Shamika, just because I'm sitting here saying that, I'm not saying that y'all are, whoever are bricks per se because they don't go to balls or they don't walk. That's not what I'm saying at all. What I'm saying is, who has the time to study people who really have no real relevance in real life? I mean, I'm not Maya Angelou. I'm not, you know, President Barack Obama, but you girls, we're not even reality stars. And the way y'all study us, it's a key. Like, you know, at least bloggers get paid for, they get paid from their face, from their website for them studying.
So, Marcus, you would call yourself one of the elite? Do you think you're one of the elite?
Oh, y'all treat me like I'm elite.
They're in the dungeon. They need to get a room. So they got a room, child. They're in a dungeon. I'm not doing it tonight.
Well, girl, I trademark myself, bitch. Once they call me a brick, bitch, I'll stay part of the brick squad, honey.
Okay.
I like being a brick. Bricks turn into wonderful things.
You know he keeps coming. I never even said nothing about Marcus tonight. But the reason why he want me to say something back is because he wanted to know who I am so bad. It's crazy. But she already know me.
Well, you know
what
you do. The next ball you go to, you just tap him on the shoulder with a brick.
Don't tap him on the shoulder. Just look.
Make sure I'm done. When I tell him, make sure I'm so motherfucking done, bitch, when I tap him with that brick.
Bitch. Just tap them, no violence.
Right.
Just tap.
No, I'm not a violent girl.
The trash talk Tuesday don't have money in the budget to be bailing people out of jail.
So I'm waiting for this.
Oh, trust me, I know how to run. I'm black.
It's not in the budget for bailing bitches out of jail.
So
you know what, Jason? I've been in jail one time, and I've never been back ever again because I think that is just like, no, ma'am.
Girl, I did my 18 months, and
baby.
I said never, ever a fucking
again. I did 30 days, and that was enough for me. I said, baby, I cried and bitched my whole time. I was in there like a one old bitch because I
didn't
make it.
Baby, if the judge was on my day of release, if I had to go in front of the judge and he'd say, what did you learn? I would say, the one thing I learned is how to be a better criminal. The second thing I learned is that, bitch, what goes on in jail stays in jail.
You know what I never understood, though, is how girls can continue to go to jail. And I know some girls in the ballroom scene, actually not saying they like to be in jail, but, well, you know what, I take that back. I think they like being in jail because they don't have to pay no rent and stuff like that. Mm. I'm really serious.
That was a premature thing.
Becky Marcus was coming for you. He wasn't really coming from Jamaica. So, I just wanted to give you the message.
That's what I'm saying. Why? What did I do to Marcus? I didn't say nothing to
you.
Didn't
do any, you don't do anything to me per se because I don't really. I just think that. Bitch, don't nobody know who you are. And it's not even funny.
But it's
late.
Not, but
Marcus,
that's not true. There are several people on this phone that know who Becky is. You
right.
Just don't know
so
who Becky is.
On. But the difference is y'all would never know who she is because y'all don't come out either. So, I mean, it's not like
I
y'all
come
met
out.
Her.
Just because I don't come out to everything, well, we don't even have to have that conversation, but okay.
Well, no, I didn't mean like
nobody
that.
Nobody
got
to
you.
Nobody
has
to see me at a ball
to
know who I am.
It's not a ball in real life, period. Anywhere, in a grocery store, in the street. I mean, anywhere, bitch.
Oh, you trying to say she don't leave her house at all. Oh, shit. Oh, Becky, he thinks,
he thinks
he's Calvin.
He thinks you're
Marcus.
No. But Marcus,
she just sat here and told y'all Kelly just spooked her at the aftermath. And
she was
see,
not
so
at
how
the ball.
Did you
I don't care what she said. She going by Facebook clips.
I never said I was, at the ball. She
was not at the ball. Right. That's the part Kelly don't be realizing. I know when Laura is at the ball and when Laura not at the ball. When I ask questions,
can you stop saying, Marcus, can you stop saying that I was not at the DC Awards ball? Can you,
you
please
were.
Stop saying?
You were not, Laura. You were not.
Okay, I was not at the DC Awards
you
ball.
You studied
okay?
clips very well.
No, okay, I was not at the DC Awards ball. You knew I was, but you know I was at the Aga ball, and you know I was at the Con ball, too.
Oh,
you know
okay, everybody
but
was at the
not,
Aga ball.
I was not at the DC Awards ball.
I know you was.
Not,
and
okay,
I know
Marcus,
you was in Philly at Ballroom Throwbacks ball. You was there.
Yeah.
It's a difference. You can tell by your report. Go ahead.
Last time you already
Marcus, you seem like you really studying them too, though.
Hold
yeah,
on.
No,
I just can clock what they
say.
Yes,
I can clock what they
say. At the end of the day, it always comes out in the wash. That's what's so funny. At the end of the day, it always comes out in the wash.
My question is, why do people think that when you say, when you respond to them, they think that they comment for you? I don't even know who you are, so you shouldn't take anything I say personal. Even if I called you the biggest brick in America, I really don't know that for a fact. So you could be one of the fabulous girls in ballroom. You could be one of those face girls, a perfect 10. Who knows?
But at the end of the day,
I don't think you're a brick. I think you have brick ways.
Oh. Me? What I have been breakaway?
What the f*** are you talking about?
Wow.
Okay, listen, Marcus, let me finish what I was going to say. Like 2 weeks ago, I almost gave away my tea anyway because you were trying to get on me so much. Listen to what I was trying to say when I said I seen you in North Carolina.
Who?
You was like, oh, that's you? You ain't even know what the fuck I was talking about, but then you said, oh, that's me, but you seemed like you had a clue who I already was.
Well, because you said something about
enough.
The girls checking into the hotels with APs,
uh-huh.
and I remember all of that happening.
And
I remember
no,
seeing who was
either.
In the lobby.
It wasn't me.
But it was over 700 people at the ball. I can't remember who was there and who wasn't.
I remember I seen you pushing all them damn sodas, though.
What? Hold on, when? What sodas?
Was pushing. When you all them sodas, you was taking to your ball.
Girl, we didn't do that at thing. That was liquor.
What? You had sodas in there. Let me tell you.
I didn't do that. Girl, you
Marcus
on again?
Marcus was.
You didn't
Marcus
see Marcus push any sodas because we didn't buy the sodas
Marcus
until the day of the ball.
Marcus was pushing sodas in those things. You know when you check into your hotel, you put your luggage on the thing that rolls to your room.
And was
that's
it nighttime?
You put all the sodas on.
It was nighttime.
Why are you asking me questions? You just said it wasn't sodas though. But
it
I
wasn't
sodas
because it was liquor. It was boxes of liquor.
Oh, whatever it was, you still was pushing it, right?
Were they in soda boxes though?
No. Why would there be? What's a soda box?
Why
was it box wine?
You know that the liquor store will have like a Pepsi box.
Wine?
What liquor store?
In
now what liquor? No, hold on now, y'all. Come on now. What liquor? What liquor can fit in a soda box? Nah.
Baby, that wasn't even this. That wasn't even this year. That was last year.
No, she's talking about February.
Yeah, exactly.
She's talking about People's Choice. She might have been at the People's Choice. I don't know. Or she got it, or
yeah,
she just heard the story and repeated it about the girls doing the 18th.
No, ain't no story. I seen you because I had asked you for some, and I was like, oh, let me get some of that. You was like, uh-uh.
Girl, I'd have let you have a soda. I wouldn't let you have no liquor. It's a soda.
You just said you ain't had no soda.
I did, and if it was, what I said was I would have let you have
what
one
said,
if it was a soda.
I said what I said.
Girl, you have it wrong. Like I said, I don't think you a brick. I think you have brick ways. Why would you let the people on the phone?
Let me give you another clue. Okay.
Why you give me all these clues? Why can't you just tell me who you are?
Yeah.
If everybody else knows who you are, what's the difference? What is that going to change?
Tell you that means everybody
because
knows
we don't, because
know.
Everybody don't need to know who she is, Marcus. Like,
why?
Everybody don't need to know who Laura is.
Hold on, but this is the funny part. The people who would never see her out is the people that she going to tell who she is.
Well, I don't know.
What?
That just don't matter. I mean,
it just don't make sense to me. Like,
okay,
just,
I might not never see Laura out, but I don't know who Laura is.
Marcus, the whole purpose of me, like I told you yesterday.
Mark, I already told you,
Jason.
I don't see how y'all could not meet. I don't see how y'all could kiki with people over the phone and not really know who they are.
I kiki with Callie over the phone, but I haven't spent time with Callie.
Well, all around, could you call Kelly on the phone and kiki with her after the fact and talk about people?
Well, to be honest with you, Marcus, when I'm on the phone with Jasmine and stuff, we don't talk about people. So if I was on
the phone
talking to Kelly, I wouldn't be on the phone talking to people because I'll give you an example.
Like you and Enrique know each other. So when y'all kiki back and forth, I understand that y'all know each other.
That's not a good example.
Did I hit a woo?
No, that's just not a good example because when I call Enrique, that's gossip, and I don't do that all the time. So that's not a good example.
Marcus, girl, I've been on the phone with Jason and Jasmine, girl. Nobody got to discuss you, girl.
I've been on the phone with you, and you discuss people.
I mean, you discussing somebody is not the issue.
I mean, they talk about Jesus and he was perfect. I expect y'all to talk about people. That's not the point. But the point is, I think it's very brickish.
Wait a minute, Becky. So when you, Marcus, you, Rodney, Kelly, Alexis, and maybe Laura get on the phone and y'all discuss us, and you do discuss us.
We don't discuss y'all. There's a difference. We discuss the show. We don't discuss y'all because we don't discuss y'all.
So then, what makes you think that we discuss you outside of if we're not talking about the show?
You didn't hear what this bitch just said. My picture was posted in a group, and bitch,
I didn't say it was
a discussion. Let me be clear.
Bubble butt.
Yeah, boring me.
Okay.
Well, Jasmine, let me walk this show up.
Anyway,
I don't know. This is the last show.
This is the last show, so you gotta go.
I'm not going no motherfucking way. Let me be clear. I'm pretty sure I can get you off the line before I'll be off the line.
Here we go.
I was here before you, Brick.
Here we go.
Hey, guess what? But listen, you know what's so funny? Since you want to call me a brick and say you was here before me, how do you build a house?
How do you build? With cement.
And what do you put between that cement?
Mortar.
And what do you put? You know what, bitch? I'm a brick and I'm a
siding,
bitch.
Siding. I'm from the south, bitch. Siding.
Marcus, you love
me. I didn't call you a brick.
Okay.
I thought you had brick ways.
Marcus,
what
you love?
You
saying you from the south?
Marcus,
what part of the south you from? I'm a right.
You said
what? Well,
I'm from the same place Laura's from.
I don't know why you convinced her. I know about Laura from New York. I thought Laura was from Chicago.
Laura is not. Laura got tired and Laura hung up.
Well, since Laura hung up, I won't be revealing who my fake profile is.
See, this is why I can't tell him who I am because you see, he like to reveal and throw little jabs of certain things.
But hold on, what is that gonna change about your character? Somebody knows who you are. You still gonna be a fake voice.
Ooh.
Who calls in and says what you have to say. It takes away from the excitement. It does not. You're not saying anything interesting enough. The intriguing part is nobody knows who you are. If we knew who you were, it would be no more entry. We'd read you back. We would just have tea on you.
Fucking Hollywood, it's gonna be a holocaust. Hoes see me shining out.
I'm done.
You might think you're somebody, and I still may not know who you are. Just because, let me be clear. A lot of people, she gotta go. But stay black and die, bitch. That's what I'm saying.
Well,
I don't
bitch,
have
you
to
ain't
go
even
nowhere.
You light skinned, hoe.
This really makes me think you don't even know who
bitch,
I am.
You light skinned. You light skinned, bitch.
Becky,
that
if he's light skinned, then I must
Marcus,
be white.
Marcus, so what
yeah,
made
you
white. Go to the ball thing?
What you say?
What made you go all the way to the ball
thing? This is not about the ballroom scene.
Marcus, we was talking
hold
to you
on
Monday.
Becky, I was Becky,
okay,
I was not
situation.
Talking to you. First off, Becky, can we get to another name? Because Becky's a white girl
this
name.
This is the last show, and it's almost time to hang
it's
up.
It's y'all last show. Monday nights will still come on. Monday nights will still come on. This is your last show. This is your last show.
Okay, well, I'll be on this tour.
Well, no, Marcus, she can make appearances on Monday.
Oh, my God.
Right, she can make appearances.
Hello.
Bitch, y'all bitches are giving me a motherfucking head.
I know, right? Yeah, Marcus.
Okay.
Marcus, we'll see you on Monday. Have a good night, Marcus. I'll have to put you on mute. You're being mean to them. All right, Jasmine, Shamika, J-Rock, Michi, Jason, Kelly, Justin.
I'm here.
We are going to be wrapping this up really quickly. Any last minute words for the summer before we go?
Yes, bitch. When y'all come back in September, bitch, stop all of this motherfucking rambling on, bitch, giving me a motherfucking headache, bitch. Girl, y'all sound like motherfucking cackling cows.
Okay.
Yes, we're going to have to, it's going to be a special room for all this back and forth shit. It's just too much, honey. Save that, we're going to have a,
Jesus Christ.
When y'all listen to the audible playback, you'll see who initiated this.
Every season is something, honey. And I'm telling you now, for 2015, it'll be something fucking new because that's just what it is. Yes, Michi, what are you trying to say, sweetie?
I was saying, I just got a headache. I just get tired. I mean, it's just too much over talking. Too much just you just kind of just sit back. You can't get a word in edgewise. You have to yell out. That's just ridiculous. I mean, come on, y'all. It's radio. We can't sit in the same room. I mean, have some respect. Some of y'all just be talking and just be rambling and cutting out people throughout the whole show. It's no shade.
I guess I'll go next. I'm just going to say I want to thank everyone that has stayed and listened to us and listened to the many changes that have gone through, I've gone through, we've gone through on a Tuesday night. I thank you for sticking by us, respecting us, loving us, hating us, whatever it is, how you feel about us. Be us bricks, be us cement, be us whatever. We are here. If I see you out this summer and you see me out, speak. Because I'll speak to you. I'm a regular person. If I see you and you see me in a DR, speak in a DR. I will be coming to a ballroom near you. I will say hello if you say hello to me. Big things, I do think that big things and changes will be happening in the 2015 season. I can't wait to see them. I can't wait to see you. Enjoy your summer. And, again, stay off of Facebook. Get out in the sun. Get a tan. Lose some weight. Read a book.
Did you say lose some weight?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the girls don't need to lose some weight. I'm sorry.
Well,
some of y'all need to gain some weight. Gain some weight.
Gain some weight, gain some knowledge, learn a new trade, not a new trick. How about that?
Okay.
Gain a new trade. I was looking at some of these beach pictures. It's no shade. Some of them girls in them beach pictures, y'all need to gain some motherfucking weight. That shit don't look right. That shit be making me little. If I'm for real, like,
And some of the girls, it be 10 minutes and a machete. How about that?
Yeah, some of y'all think y'all really, really sexy showing off that shit, but ain't that cute.
Oh, and I just got last thing to say. Bishop, if you're listening, I don't have any hard feelings towards you. I actually do like you. I actually do like you. I hope you have a great summer. Aww. And don't be afraid to press one from time to time. Okay?
Yeah. You always give him a hard time when he press one.
He's good entertainment every now and then, but too much of him, you have to purge.
Okay, like.
All right, honey. Oh, what happened? Damn, my headphones unplugged. All right, I'm sorry. All right, thank you, Jason. Shamika, say goodbye real quick. Say, give your little last minute bits and pieces.
Good night, everybody. I'm going to really miss the show during these next summer months. But I don't know. I'm just excited for the next season and actually the new things that might be happening or are going to happen and maybe some new voices, maybe. Some bitches maybe won't get their contract back or resign. So,
word.
We'll see about that.
All right, Shamika. J-Rock, you still around?
I don't know if he's still on, but I'm on his line. So before you mute him, and me and Becky is on his line. So, you know, I just want to say, you know, I have enjoyed you guys. You know, I am going to miss you guys. I'm going to have to find something to occupy my time on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. You know, Jazzy Girl, it's been real. I can't wait till next season. And, yeah, I love you guys. We're the Brick Squad, and we fucking rock.
Okay.
Oh, that's cute. Squad. We're the Brick Squad, and we fucking rock. That is cute.
Yes,
go ahead, Becky, real quick. We only got a few minutes. Go ahead, Becky, real quick.
Well, I just don't know what to say, basically. I just...
That's shocking.
I want everybody to meet you before I...
We got a girl. Hurry up.
Oh, well, I just want to say hi and bye.
Thank you, Becky. Jesus Christ. Jason, you said something already. Thank you, Jason. Michi, what did you say? Say it again real quick.
All I said was that's fucking shocking. She said, you know. But I do want to say goodbye to everyone. It has been a wonderful season, of course. You know, there's been a lot of new leads turn the season. So, you know, truly I thank, you know, all the listeners and for Jasmine for the space. And, you know, for everyone that has hatred or hating against this show, you know, Jasmine already told you to fuck yourselves. So I don't need to say it, too. Because, you know, one thing about this show, it brings out the best in some people, and it has brought out a lot of things in me that I had closed away due to you people. So, I'm here. I'm back. I'm live. I'll see you next season, and I'll still be singing. Catch me.
Thank you, Michi. Kelly, Justin, say something real quick.
I just want to thank everybody for even letting me sit on the panel as a guest through the whole season or whatever. And I really appreciate that from Jasmine to Jason and everything. So it's been real cool. Everybody for the summer, just, you know, enjoy your summer. Have fun as much as you can, okay?
Thank you, Justin. Kelly, you want to say anything to them? Headache, Kelly. Well, Kelly will be around, honey. She's always around. Don't forget to wish her happy birthday tomorrow. Thank you, Kelly. All right, y'all. Thank y'all again for always tuning in, being a part of the show. We will be taking a 3-month break. We will be back in September, God willing. Everybody enjoy their summer. Put all this hatred aside and all this negativity, child. There's so much more to life out there. Get your life together. Hopefully when we come back in September, somebody will have something positive to say about what they did this summer and how their life has changed. I wish everybody the best. I look so forward to not being bothered for the next 90-some days. And I'll see you guys on Facebook. And for you people that personally contact me, child, don't bother me. Anyway, have a good night. Everyone enjoy the rest of their time. And have fun. Be safe. Be protected. Protect yourself. And take care of yourself. And I'll talk to you guys soon. Don't forget, we'll be back each Monday or every other Monday, depending on the event, with the weekend recap. And, you know, that's that. Bye-bye.